Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how you doing, Cinnamon? Are you going to come in or are you going to stay out there in the cold? I don't know what you're going to do, but it's only me and you. So I'm going to bring you back in. Hey!
Hello, hello.
Why? Hey.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. You're going to keep popping me on mute and unmute?
I know.
Twitchy finger?
How about that? Start the show. Michigan. Nobody can beat Michigan's fight song. I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint everybody, but that can't happen.
Yeah, I've always loved the fight song. Everybody else's sounds kind of weird. Maybe if I heard the words to it.
Well, there is words to it, believe it or not. And, anyway, Michigan won, beat Ohio State, which surprised everybody. Alabama pulled it out.
Last second.
A 90, what was it, yard run with the minute and a half to go or something like that?
Yeah.
That was just to tie it. It went to four overtimes. And Alabama prevailed.
No,
what's that?
I thought it only went to the third overtime.
It doesn't matter. 3, 4, 5, 10. Who cares? Anyway. And I was kind of hoping Alabama would lose, but we'll see how they're saying maybe Michigan goes up to number two. We'll see. Don't want number four. Keep that in mind. We don't want to play Georgia. We just don't want to. Okay.
I went on Twitter, you know, just to see what everybody was tweeting about the Michigan win. And then I went over to the Go Bucks for Ohio State to see what they were, you know, crybabying about. And one guy was saying, okay, if you've got kids like I do and they have not seen a time that State lost to Michigan, now's the time to teach them how to bottle that hate and use it for the next to begin. I think Harbaugh finally has got the idea.
He's got the monkey
and it's
off his
make,
back.
Yeah, and it's going to make recruiting much easier because there was a lot of seniors on that team.
Who did? We did?
Yeah, there was a lot of seniors on Michigan's team.
Both teams, too. Both teams got a lot of seniors. Anyway, congratulations to Michigan Wolverines and Alabama Crimson Tide.
And Michigan State.
Yeah, and Michigan State also won.
Yeah.
So everybody had a good day. Anytime Ohio State, the Buckeyes go down, I'm fine with that. Yeah. Okay. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Cinnamon? Since
yes,
I wasn't
we
there.
Had very, yeah, it was a very relaxing Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because I wasn't there. That's why.
Yeah. We have to get Otis acclimated to Grandma's house so he doesn't pee on stuff so we can take him with us.
Not going to happen. I don't think that'll happen. But anyway, we'll see. What's going on in the news? Have you kind of been sketchy off and on over all over the place? Biden blaming big oil for the gouging, price gouging. And Senator Cardin said we need to get off of fossil fuels because oil prices are dictated by other countries. Did you guys forget in the last couple of years who had all the oil?
Yeah.
Senator, are these people, I know they think Americans are stupid, but enough of us know the truth about some of this stuff.
He could have, instead of releasing from the emergency reserve, because releasing 50 million barrels is just a freaking drop in a bucket.
Yeah, that's only 3 days.
Yeah, and all that did was OPEC go, idiot.
Yeah.
If he would have said, well, we're going to have to relook at opening the pipelines, I bet you their butts would have tightened right the F up.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even have to promise to open up the pipelines. But anyway, going back just a little bit back towards the way Trump had us positioned,
well,
it would have shut them right the hell up and prices would have dropped.
Well, they said 50 million barrels is only a 3-day supply.
Yeah, and Granholm didn't even know how many millions of barrels we go through a day.
What the hell did she do to her face? Did she get it tightened up or what? She didn't look the same to me. Kind of goofy. Hold on. Oh, there's a hand now. I don't know. Now Blog Talk. Hi, Gene. They put a hand up now when you push one.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. John, can I go to the green room with you for a minute?
Yep, Cinnamon, take over.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so other things that Biden, the idiot, is doing. He went to a compound in Nantucket. You would think with the growing inflation and he's trying to calm people down, and he's supposed to be, you know, he was supposed to be, you know, the regular Joe, the one that always took the train to work and crap like that, and he takes this whole freaking family to Nantucket compound. Not smart. And I guess they're calling out Joe Biden's Christmas tree because it's a $1 million tree. They're just freaking clueless about any of it. And everybody else is all worried. And so he shuts down flights from 8 countries in South Africa. But it's already shown the new, I'm speaking of the new coronavirus mutation. It's already confirmed in Great Britain. They've got it in Germany, Brussels, somewhere else. So you know it's here because we've already opened up. And if it's in England, then it came over here. So his whole, you know, nobody's calling him racist or xenophobic for shutting down flights from South Africa.
Yes.
But they were all over Trump when he was trying to, you know, close the incoming flight.
Right. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. I was just pointing out the way Biden has been clueless this past week.
Well, Gene's going to be with us for a little while. Scott's father passed away this morning, and condolences go to the family, and hang in there, Gene.
Oh, well, you know, we know where he's at, and he's at peace, and he's with his Savior, and he's with his wife, and that's the two most important things that we can ask for.
Yeah, so. That's true.
So, he's dancing and singing and having a good old time.
There you go. That's the way to look at it. We got a lot of people in the switchboard. If you'd like to join, push 1 on your keypad, and a little hand comes up now. That must be a new little thing for Blog Talk. Now it's
ooh,
a little, ooh, look out.
So I think it's just us three, huh?
No, yeah, so far. I see critics in the switchboard, but he's probably eating some dinner right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But you were pointing out Biden's, what he's mishap, I don't know if you happened to mention that he, you know, the guy that ran the crowd last week, the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biden never put out a statement, anything, saying how he, you know, sorry for the family's losses, nothing. But then he turned around in the Aubrey Clayton case, and he put out a statement that not enough was done for racial injustice.
Right. Yeah, everybody was waiting for a statement about that, but he didn't say a thing. I don't know why.
Nope. But he was quick to do a statement about the, you know, Aubrey and, you know, the social or the racial injustice.
Yeah. Well, he's
well,
quick on that.
The guys that killed him are in jail forever.
Well,
right.
We don't know yet, but probably.
Right.
At least two of them will be anyway. The other, I don't know. But they're all first-degree murder, so probably the rest of their life. Now.
It's
well,
just interesting what they pick and choose to make a statement on. And, you know, and somebody else brought up, even for Thanksgiving, you know, he didn't want, he made a comment about something about, it's too expensive for our families to have turkey this year, too bad. You know what I mean? Because the turkeys was skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
And, but somebody was pointing out that Trump's first Thanksgiving in office, he flew to Afghanistan to spend time with the troops. When they were accusing him of being on the golf course, and all of a sudden he showed up in Afghanistan to surprise the troops. And what Biden did?
Oh, yeah.
What Biden do? He was eating at somebody's mansion.
Yeah, he went to, where was it? Martha's Vineyard, was it? Or somewhere. Nantucket? I don't know.
Yep.
Someplace where it's rich.
And posh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of
big
his
difference.
Donors.
Yeah, big difference between the two presidents.
Big difference.
I'm sorry, so then what?
That's okay. They've got pictures of Joe Biden with the grandkids, you know, supposedly doing the shop local thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got, they've got all the grandkids plus all the security plus a five car motorcade following her around this small downtown.
Wow.
Again, freaking clueless.
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, I was wrong. The White House Christmas tree, while you guys were off, I pointed out that they're being roasted for the Christmas tree. The White House Christmas tree is $139,000.
Ouch.
Damn. Well.
I'm glad they didn't spend our money at will like that.
Yeah.
Well, they're starting to shoplift in all these expensive stores, so I look for the laws to be changed pretty soon, especially in the I don't know what they call it in San Francisco, but it's like a square. It's supposed to be high-end, and in apartments around there are very high-end, and rich people live there. And they were interviewing these folks, and they just could not believe what was happening in their city. Oh, where in the hell have you been? They took every purse out of that whatever place it is. What place is that, Cinnamon, with expensive purses and crap?
Oh, it wasn't a Coke store. I can't remember. Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton, yeah. They took every damn thing. They took everything. It was unbelievable.
And he said that it's this isn't happening because they're not going after, you know, the misdemeanor shoplifting.
Oh, they say that?
This is something else. This is, yeah, he said this is just gangs.
Oh.
This is organized gangs.
Well, they are organized because they...
Oh, yeah, and they are
New York
people, but...
I think it was New York. They blocked off the streets in these cars so nobody could get down as they went in and robbed, I don't know what they call it. Is it called robbing? To me, it is, but they don't use the word robbing. I got to get a dog in here. I'm going to tear my door down.
Yeah, he is. Shoplifting? You can't call it looting, by the way. You can't call it looting. That's racist. No, that's racist.
Oh, I am so tired of this bullshit. I'm sorry. Everything is racist. Everything is... Oh, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. You can't call black and white anymore. Nothing is right. What's right is wrong, and what was wrong is now right. And everybody's so sensitive.
Yeah. You're right. Well, hell, I don't know. It's been a slow week. This guy that... go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, well, Congress is on recess for the holiday.
Yeah.
So...
Well, they come back for a few days and go back out for Christmas holiday.
Whoop-de-doop-de-doo, right?
Yeah. I'm going to get Critic on right quick. Spinning. How you doing, Critic? All right. Now I'm going to get 612 on. 612, you're on.
Yes, sir. Good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Good. How are you?
All good. I just wanted to say, I know people have been kind of down on some of the recent, you know, bad news we've been getting, but I think for conservatives, this is the best time in recent American history, and we're on the precipice of seeing a massive turnaround in this country.
I hope you're right. I think so, but I think people are waking up. What should we call you besides 612?
Oh, my name is Mike.
Okay,
hi, Mike. So what's making you think that we're on the precipice?
Uh-oh, sorry, say it again.
What makes you believe that we're on this precipice?
Yeah, I just think what happened after the 2020 election and we've seen the last year or so has basically convinced everyone in the middle, has allowed them to see what the Democrats are really about, what their agenda's about. And now we got everyone in the middle standing back over to our side. And I don't think, unless Biden had won, I don't think this would have happened. I think people would have still got stuck in their, you know, blind hatred towards Trump and not be able to see the actual agendas at play and which one's more beneficial. And so things are going great now. I think we're going to see the biggest red wave in the history of American politics in next year's midterms. And an absolute landslide in
24. Wow.
I have to agree with you. I really do. I think people are waking up in droves, and they're really just, you know, they're when our gas prices are jumping, then our food prices are jumping. I mean, I personally, I go to the grocery store and I'm like, how did I spend $100? I'm looking at my cart going, there's no way on God's green earth there's $100 worth of food here. None. You
know, well, I
know. Because those prices went up. And they went up as like, even a gallon of milk, where was I? You know, it was like, it was just under $2 a gallon, it seems like about a year ago. And now it's like over $3. And I'm like, well, what the heck?
Yeah, everything's gone wild. And see, this might not have been bad, you know, bad on for Biden if it didn't happen within the first 10 months of his presidency. His Lebanon. But I mean,
he really doesn't address it.
He has turned his country from prosperous to not prosperous. And they keep saying $15 wages. We got to get that. Well, what the hell would they gain if they did get $15? Gases went up through the roof. Now, when Trump was president, it was $2, a little over $2. And food was cheaper. Everything was cheaper. Now, if you give them $15, then they might have made something. But now, that $15 is gone.
But even if they would have raised prices to, or wages to $15, you know, everything else is going to go up because those companies are not going to lose money. So they're going to raise all the, you know, consumer costs, which in turn we pay more.
Right.
So now people that were making more than $15 an hour, their wage actually went down because the cost of goods still would have went up to that 50, you know, to cover that $15 an hour. And then those people that were making the minimum wage of $15 an hour, your fingers quote, were right back in the same boat that they were because their rent went up, gas went up,
yeah,
food went up, you know, utilities. You know, those companies are not going to lose their money.
Right.
Uh-oh.
And it's even deeper than just the inflation and the gas prices. It's the other aspect. It's the more cultural aspect of the left. And you guys know Bill Maher? He has that show on HBO Real Time.
Yes.
I don't watch it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, like if you go to YouTube, they do little clips of some of the segments. And he did a recent segment. This is like from just last week, talking about how Democrats and their whole marketing plan as far as trying to get voters in. He talked about how their reaction to the Virginia loss was essentially saying white people suck. And he called them out on it. And for a guy like that on the left to point that out, and I just think around the country people are seeing this where the left has a hatred for working class white people that they're not even hiding anymore. And I'm saying this as a black person, so anyone who's trying to insinuate I'm racist or not, but it's the truth. If you're white, I have no idea why any white person would vote for a Democrat. It doesn't make sense. It's like, and Bill Maher said it like this. He's like, the Democrats' approach to white working class voters is like a guy approaching a woman at the bar saying, you're ugly, how about we have a dance? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, they obviously hate you.
True.
And yet they get upset when you don't vote for them. I think
the same goes with the, you know, African Americans, middle class. I think they don't want a middle class anymore. It doesn't matter what race you are.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, when Joe Biden sits there and goes, if you're not black, if you don't vote for me, what's that got to do with anything? You know, as far as I'm concerned, do your policies match up with what I believe in? That's how I'm voting. You know, it has nothing to do with skin color. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything. But like you were saying, it's not that they just hate the middle class or the working man. You know, I'm just going to say working man. I don't care what color they are.
Yeah.
It's that they hate America, period, and they hate what we stand for. They hate just all of it. They're trying to destroy us, and it's obvious with all these decisions that he has done. I can't say him, you know, whoever is pulling his strings, so to speak. Everything that's happened in the last 10 months, you know, is obvious they're trying to destroy America. They've put it on, what did somebody call it? They have like a 16-year plan. And Obama had the first 8, and then Hillary was supposed to have the second 8, and it was like boiling a frog, slowly changing you to comply. And, well, Trump interrupted that. And now they're on fast forward because they're 4 years behind. They only have 4 years to finish 8 years. But with the mask mandates, with the vaccine mandates, with the stay-at-home orders, you know, all these things, it shows that they're trying to control. I mean, where is it, California, where they're doing a mask mandate now that you have to have a mask on, even in the privacy of your own home?
Well,
and they're actually checking people?
Yeah, they're suggesting you you wear one in your house.
I'm like, for crying out loud, this has gotten, it's beyond. It's just beyond. And now all of a sudden we have this new variant again. How convenient. They have a new variant. Now, this Delta variant, remember when that first came out, the Delta variant? And it was like, oh my gosh, it spreads way worse than the original. And more people are dying from the Delta variant. Yeah, people went maskless and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it didn't seem to really, you know what I mean, take on like they wanted to. But another interesting thing, as long as I'm talking about that, is isn't it interesting that more people have been vaccinated within the last, you know, people have been vaccinated a lot in the last year, right? And more people have died under Obama, Biden, during his presidency, then died from January of last year up until Trump left office in January of this year from COVID.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm not going to blame that on Biden. I'm just...
I'm blaming it on the vaccine myself. You know, it's like, what's in that vaccine that is making people more susceptible? Is my question.
Right. Somebody just sent me this. Wants me to play. It's a Bill Maher thing. I don't know. It's just 7 days ago.
Democrats who 1 year from now will be licking their wounds and asking themselves how they could have lost the midterm so badly must instead ask themselves that question now. Now. You know, now. Like... while there's still time to do something about it. A couple of weeks ago, Amy Klobuchar was here, and when I suggested the Democrats need a messaging czar, she offered me the job. Well, you need a messaging czar in your party.
And do you think
really...
it should be you?
Amy, I'm flattered. But after careful consideration, I must decline. The hours it would take me away from home would make it very difficult on my family. But I will tonight once again break out my coach hat and try to point the Democrats in the right direction. That's all I can do, point you in the right direction. I'm like Deep Throat. Because the way this party is running for office is making me gag. Now,
wow.
I know liberals think this country is full of dumb white people, but in our democracy, dumb white people make up a substantial portion of the vote. The median voter is a white person in their 50s who didn't go to college. Their favorite TV show is NCIS. And their pronouns are what? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and get away from me. In 2008, Republicans only won 4 Virginia counties by more than 70%. This month, in the governor's election there, they did it in 45 counties. And this is what a lot of Democrats were told was the reason for that. Glenn Youngkin's win proves white ignorance is a powerful weapon. Racism still works in Virginia. It's not the messaging, folks. This country simply still loves white supremacy. Well, I haven't worked up an official Democratic campaign slogan for 2024 yet, but I tell you what I have ruled out is vote Democrat because white people suck. It's like trying to get laid by saying, you're ugly, you want to dance? you're alienating a whole lot of people, particularly whites without a college degree, which is most of them in a country that's still 70% white. I'd say do the math, but math is a form of white supremacy. Yes, I know. I know every fiber of your being tells you the people you really want to reach are Guatemalan teenagers and bloggers in Gaza, but they can't vote. To a lot of folks in America, you come across as the cares about everybody but me party. And it doesn't have to be that way. You can find ways to stand up for these folks without being David Duke. This month, when the Democrats finally passed their big trillion-dollar bill to rebuild our roads and bridges, six Democrats voted no because it didn't go far enough to address climate change, which I'm sure is true. What does? But this was free money from the federal government that would actually improve their constituents' lives. I can see a voter saying, you know, squad, I agree with you on climate change. But as long as it is happening, we also need money for getting the water pumped out of the subway. Can we do that before we build the workers' paradise? One of the first things Biden did in office was getting through a COVID relief package that sent $1,400 to, well, everybody, without a single Republican vote. And today, Trump is leading him in the polls. You can give the people all the goodies Joe Manchin will allow, and it doesn't seem to buy their love. Why? Why is the party that supports so many issues that benefit the middle class still considered out of touch by 62% of Americans? In plain English, nobody likes a snob. Hillary Clinton didn't have anyone on rural research or outreach when she ran in 2016 until the race tightened just before the election. Then they hired one. And where was his office? Brooklyn. True story. Politics is local, not locally sourced. It's not artisan. It's art and Stan.
Okay. I can't play it all. I'll say it a little bit.
Is that
harder.
The clip that Mike was talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
Larry
the one.
Okay.
That's
Larry
the one.
McLeese. Larry McLeese sent that. Pianki, welcome to the show.
Oh, gobba, gobba, gobba to you, too.
All right.
Happy turkey. Was Bill Maher, in my recollection,
yeah,
used to be extremely locked.
Yeah.
He's locked.
Yeah, but he pushed all of this until, you know, he's been pushing this for 4 years, and all of a sudden he sees what's going to happen, so he jumps off the bandwagon all of a sudden. Well, we got to turn the horses. But he didn't start this until about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that, because when he mentioned Bill Maher earlier and what he said, I'm like, I mean, my mind went to, Bill Maher was always, like, really liberal as far as I remember when I'd see clips of him. Wow, him to say something like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, well, maybe it's a little late for some. Some of these people are changing. Some of them are talking a different game, but they push this until they can see that they can see what's going to happen if they stay on the same course. They see that they're going to get their ass kicked next year. So now
they should remember and kick their ass anyway.
Yeah,
it's like the battered spouse. When it looked like she's going to have help to come help her pack her clothes and leave, then the husband all of a sudden has a different tune. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Come on, can we put things together? Come, let's go out to dinner. It's one of those things. Hell no. They've already showed you their hand.
Yeah, you're right, Pianki. Pianki, we also have Mike on the line with us.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Well, he was here. I'm not on the switchboard right now.
Nope, sorry. I'm still here. I just muted my mic.
Okay, there you are.
I think I've talked to Mike before.
Yeah.
Hey, that was kind of good because usually, like, if there's a noise, John will go, yeah, please mute yourself. What was that noise? And Mike's, boy, he's already at it. I'll mute myself.
You know, how's Kathy doing? Donnie, I'm worried about her.
I haven't talked to her in a few days.
It's just not the same, Gene. No slighting you, but I just miss Kathy. Big Kathy.
Big Kathy.
I'm used to it, Bianchi. Don't worry about it.
Bill C. Morris is trying to hedge his bets.
Yeah, he does. He's hedging it. He's definitely
hedging it. Critic, how you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
Well, that's good, Critic. That's good. Now, I see an Alabama number, but before we go to that, we got to hear this. We got to play one song. And this is for my cousins. This is for Kathy and Daniel and Michael. Oh, yeah. You thought you had us. Uh-huh. A couple of minutes left in the game. Touchdown, Crimson Tide. Look out. Take you into overtime. Not one, not two, not three. I thought four, but Cinnamon said three. Alabama, Crimson Tide. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I rest my case. And thank you, Michigan, for kicking some butt today. Ohio State went down in flames. If you would have joined the show in time, you would have got to hear their marching band. And I know you want to listen to it.
The Alabama game on when they were behind, right? And I went, ooh, Don's not going to be happy tonight.
Who was that Alabama number?
What was it, 20, 24, 22, 22, 20, something like that. They scored with, they had 90 yards to go, Bianchi. Our quarterback's in the end zone with only a couple minutes left in the game. And, oh, man, I mean, what, 30-something seconds, 28 seconds left, he throws a touchdown pass, marches right down the field.
I thought you said somebody was holding on to the phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hang on, Pianic. Don't get excited when I'm talking football. Relax. Just chill out. Okay. 256, that's an Alabama area code, and it's spinning. Hello, Alabama.
We're here.
Kathy.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Ruby.
Man, I tell you what.
How is everybody tonight?
You sound better than a cool drink of eggnog.
I wish I felt that good, but anyways. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do.
Well, you got to keep on showing up. And whatever is trying to hold you back by making you feel down, just
it's not that. It's I'm just so tired. You know, I don't come home every night.
You've been over to Mama's?
Oh, yeah, I stay over there day and night now. And I will come home when we get her to bed, like tonight, and just had some things I had to do when I got home. So, anyway.
Okay. Well, put that Daniel to work. Don't let him just run out there on the road,
road
and meet that blonde.
Oh, he does. He's the one running the house and everything while I'm gone. It's, you know, we've got my sister's little dog now. See, she's in rehab. So now I have Mama and her little dog to take care of.
Well, who's taking care of her since her operation?
Patsy's still in rehab.
Oh, she's still in rehab. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, she's still in rehab.
All right.
And we've had the dog. I had to give her a bath when we got home.
Yeah, good.
So it's just things to do, you know.
Now, is Daniel crying, kicking his feet in the floor? Is he...
No. Hey, I'm totally excited that my unranked 6-5 team took your number 3 1-loss team.
Way to go, Daniel.
To the limit.
Oh, here we go.
Way.
Y'all are probably dropped. I don't think y'all will go up any.
I think Alabama's going to stay there. I think Michigan will zoom up. Thank you very much. And
yeah.
I'm glad because I don't want to play Georgia. I don't want to play Georgia at all.
Y'all got them in the SEC championship for sure.
Well, no, Alabama. Oh, you're talking about Alabama next week. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Tough, boy. Georgia.
Oh, you're talking about Michigan, talking about. Not playing Georgia, right? Who are you talking about? Not playing Georgia.
Oh, yeah. I got two teams. See, I didn't really care if Alabama lost. I didn't really care if Alabama lost because that put Michigan in good position to move in either the second or third spot because I don't want – I want the first playoff spot. You know, I want 2 and 3 to play each other. I don't want to play Georgia if we're number 4 because I don't think Alabama's got a chance against Georgia.
You know, Michigan used a long time ago. Michigan was a team to be feared.
Oh yeah.
You know, a long time ago. I'm glad to see them come back. You know, for the
Don't look now. They're ranked number 4, 5, and they're going to be in the top 4. Don't look now.
I agree. Good for them.
Okay.
Good for them.
Just letting everybody know.
So, what have y'all been talking about tonight?
You.
Oh.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, I was really worried.
Gene's father-in-law passed away this morning.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, Gene. Yes, we are.
He went home with hospice. He was in the hospital for almost 2 weeks, and he went in home with hospice last Saturday. And then Scott and I were supposed to go down there today and spend the day with him, and because he went literally home, and Scott was really looking forward to watching the game with his dad, and we got a call at 6:30 that he was gone.
How old was he, Gene?
He was 89. He would have been 90 in January.
Oh, did he have any Alzheimer's or dementia?
Nope.
Oh, that's good.
Nope. We went down last Sunday and spent the day with him. And, you know, he had it right with him right up to the end. His mind was fully there. But he is at home with his Lord and Savior, and he's at home with his wife. So that's what matters.
I'd like to see him be at home. Donnie, your aunt told me tonight before I left, she wasn't going to get me out of jail if I had to go to jail. I don't know what that's all about. I have no idea. Jail. Mama, what in the world are you talking about? Jail. You're not going to get me out if I have to go to jail. No.
Well, I don't know where that's going, but...
I don't either.
Daniel, you better keep an eye on your mom. She might be into something we don't know.
Well, Mama has told me that without Alzheimer's, so what does that mean?
Like that.
I told them in their younger days, I will come and get you one time, if you get in jail for drinking or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I said, then after that, it's on you. And
well, you're a better mom than me because I always said, sit your ass there.
Yeah.
And learn from your mistakes.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt one time, but then after that, if they're stupid enough to do it again, it's on them.
It's on them. Yeah.
Well, you hear that, Daniel? You better be careful, man.
I know, but it's just so fun.
It is fun to get in trouble.
But it ain't fun going before the judge and having to pay $700 court cost.
No.
Who knows where the money's going? I mean, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
I mean, where does all that cash go that you have to pay them, I wonder?
It goes back to the court system.
Yeah, in the judge's pocket or The cat.
The A's pocket. Somebody's pocket.
A friend gave me a little plaque. I've got it on the wall. It says, a good friend will come and bail you out of jail, but a true friend will be sitting next to you saying, damn, that was fun.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do like that one. Well, anything happened in the news this week? What's going on?
Huh.
Yeah.
What about the Maxwell case coming, the opening arguments start this coming week?
Yeah.
Since it's a federal court, you're not going to see it on TV, but there is a phone number. I think I got it right here. You can call, and there's a code that you punch in that you can listen to the proceedings if you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff to start become connected as this case goes on.
I don't think we'll hear anything, Daniel. They got all these tapes. They've got all this black book, supposedly this black book. And I know they got the tapes. Where in the hell are all these tapes at? And he's got three mansions. And every one of them, every one of the girls said there was a camera in every room. And it looked like the room that you can see everything looked like a television station with all the TVs on the wall. And you could just click on to what room you wanted to watch. So they're somewhere.
Well, it all depends on who is prosecuting the case, you know. If it's the deep state prosecuting it, you can forget about it, you know.
Well, it's New York.
Well, it depends on the judge.
Yeah.
Depends
the
on the judge,
too. Yes. Do we know who the judge is?
No, I don't. I don't.
Not that I'm aware of. But on the flip of that, I hate to say it, I don't think it's going to be something they're going to be easily able to sweep under the rug.
Right.
I believe they were hoping that the Rittenhouse trial was going to last longer.
Oh, overshadow.
So they could overshadow this and just kind of keep it down low, quiet. But a lot of commentaries from people that I've been listening to are saying, you know, they're scared of death of this trial because they know it's going to be exposed and who is going to be exposed.
Well, they deserve. I hope we get to justice on this because that's terrible. That is terrible what they did. And I do believe the rumor about Bill Clinton and Prince, whatever his damn name is. I believe all
Andrew.
That. Andrew, yeah.
I do, too. You know, but here's the other sad part of this whole thing is, well, not sad part, hopefully good thing, I should say, coming from this high-profile case. Is that hopefully it's going to shine light on the lower profile situations of all these kids that have gone missing that are being trafficked, you know, that are kept in the shadows. People don't talk about it. People don't want to look into it. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping that it helps them.
Well, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't have any confidence that we're going to learn anything. I just don't until you never in these trials, you never learn anything. It's always hush hush. Nobody knows anything. But we'll see. I can be surprised. I hope I'm surprised.
Well, a lot of things happen. You had trials.
Yeah.
In the New Brunswick case. which I think the verdict was a good verdict, because I'm just finding out what all happened in that, because the way the news bring out stuff,
yeah,
and they highlight shit so much when it happens to be between black and white, and three black males kill one white male, and
right,
you know, right out there in the open.
Yeah, just like the Rittenhouse killed her, saying three black males were killed by a white vigilante. I mean, there's some of them are saying that.
Yeah, they are. I heard somebody.
A white supremacist vigilante.
Yeah,
Joe Biden said that. Then you had this black man who ran into this parade, Thanksgiving parade, zigzagging and run down white. He was a racist.
Mm.
And terrorist.
I think
nothing
so.
Nothing mentioned about his skin color until they finally put
a
picture
too,
in the picture.
He was a felon, too, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was
already
a felon.
Yeah.
I believe it was
he's R.B. Kelly.
He was out on a $1,000 bail or some stupid thing.
Yeah, he's an R.B. Kelly.
Yeah.
Criminal impregnating 15-year-old girls in Nevada somewhere. And these prosecutors put these people back out on the street.
They sure
do. They do out there in San Francisco where they slash and burning, I'm sorry, slash and grabbing in these stores and going into other concerns like Walgreens and stealing less than a given amount of money. Then you have prosecutors like the Kim Gardner in St. Louis tell the police, well, if they look like what they stole they need, don't charge them.
Yeah. Yeah. How about the shootout they had? And she didn't press. They know who they are because it was on camera. And, they were after each other. So, no, you know, that's okay. And she didn't arrest anybody. Nothing. Nobody was charged. And they were shooting right
in Chicago.
Broad daylight.
She said it was a family faction. Family faction.
God, it was unbelievable. It says I like two bullies on the schoolyard, you know, having a fight. That's basically what she said.
Well, you know, the emphasis put on any one case, why they neglect all these people being shot in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as of the 25th, which was Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah.
2,919 in 178 days, counting from Memorial Day 2021.
Wow.
With 382 murders. And no white police officers have shot anybody. Matter of fact, Chicago's got a shortage of what I read, 914 police officers, because of all the things they have to put up with.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a police officer either. Not in a big city like that. And you don't have any support. None. You put them at, like the guy, police officer in New York, he said, we arrest them. And sometimes after we doing the paperwork, they go by us going right out the door. As we're still doing the paperwork. He said, it's not worth it. Well, that's a lot of people being shot in Chicago.
Oh, heck yeah. Not only people, kids, children
yeah.
are being killed.
Yeah.
I don't know how many hundreds of them. Yeah, these kids wear bulletproof backpacks to school. And they drill to run zigzag.
Jeez. That's terrible. God. Can you imagine them poor kids growing up?
So where's all the emphasis and concerns that you see about the Georgia case and probably a few others with all this that's going on in this city? And St. Louis is another. Baltimore just surpassed 500 murders for a year, surpassing what was all told for last year.
Yeah. Damn. Pretty damn amazing. I don't know.
It's just so sad where we're at, you know? But that's the norm where, you know, even 20 years ago, you know, 20 years ago, everybody had been up in arms and this kind of thing. 25 years ago. You know, I don't know how we got here. So sad.
Nobody talks about it. And if you talk about it, people castigate you for talking about it. My goodness, how the heck could you not talk about something
like
that?
Well, they'd rather talk about things that divide us instead of, you know, like racism. You know, they imply that there's all this racism in there that isn't there. I'm not saying there isn't racism, you know, at some point or in some things, or by people, I should say. But overall, the racism is not there as they portray it. But they shove that kind of stuff under the rug about how many people or how many, you know, and make it look normal. It's normal.
Well, you know, it is seemingly normal in some parts of society. You know, you go in these urban areas, it seems like, and data shows, that they have a lax ideology toward criminals. You look at the prosecutors, what they do, and so on and so on and so on. Then when you take a city like New Brunswick, that's predominantly white, and blacks started moving there, well, quite naturally, you don't know the individual, but you have an idea. And that's not just white. Blacks move and flee, too.
Yeah, they do.
They don't want to be around that.
Yes, they do.
Okay, anybody that, you know, has... I don't know, some gumption would not want to be around it, you know? You learn that who you're around takes you down or lifts you up.
Or you'll be sitting in your living room getting shot at and you're not doing a damn thing. And that's another good reason to get the hell out of there.
Absolutely.
Nobody moves in the, you know, some blacks that, and I guess it happens amongst a lot, but the ones that move, professionals ain't going to move in those areas. They're not going to do it because they want better schools for their children. The schools are terrible. There's nothing wrong with the kids. It's the people that let them be that way.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to live there.
Yeah. Go ahead, Critic. I think that was...
As I said, they're not going to move into... They're not going to move into the ghetto, you know.
No.
Blacks who made it are up there, you know, they don't want to be around a bunch of ignorant-ass niggas. And just like whites who have made it don't want to be around poor white trash either.
Exactly.
I don't mind
being
around poor people, but as long as they, you know, I don't want them trash.
The white trash.
Yeah, they trash your neighborhoods, schools, and everything else.
Well, they'll move, and that's... I guess that's part of even, like, in the politics. They've got to change their mentality. Like, people leaving, say, California, going to Texas, you know, but they're leaving California because they don't like policies, the way things are run, but they go to Texas and they start voting the exact same way they were voting in California, and then they wonder why they're getting the same junk, you know? You have to change your mentality. I'm sorry?
New Yorkers do that a lot also.
Yeah.
They abandon New York and then because the taxes are too high and then they want their politicians to put in all the policies that cause our taxes to be so high.
Yeah. I know. It amazes me when they get down to another state, like a lot of New Yorkers that go down to Florida and there's a sign. In Texas, there's a sign that says, you're welcome as long as you vote right. And that's in somebody that lives off the expressway. You can see it perfect. Lay it up. You're welcome as long as you vote right.
Well, these politicians like to...
Florida. Sorry.
These politicians like to nurture these areas with high poverty and so on and so on and so on. Because they continue to vote for these folks, they give them some tidbits, and it makes them happy, I guess. I make them feel fine. You know, just passed before Thanksgiving, the weekend before, you have organizations passing out turkey and turkey baskets and
yeah,
politicians riding with them so they can gather votes.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen Biden and Vice President in line handing out food. I sure did.
Wish you were probably laughing.
I wouldn't doubt it. Oh, man. She's a happy girl. That's all I can say about her.
Like this John Lewis voting rights bill. It's got so much asinine stuff in it.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me people can't get ID to vote? Well, hell, they have ID when they go to cash their lotto tickets in.
Yeah. You're right. But you know they don't bring that up anymore. They used to bring up, you know, you can't come in, you know, our little sanctuary without an ID.
Oh, yeah, I know some. Look, I know some taverns in St. Louis area. You got to be able to prove you're at least 35 to get in the damn place.
Yeah, probably. That's true. They don't want no trouble with kids, young people. 21 years old. Jeez.
Well, welcome to what life could be like under the New World Order.
Yeah. And now we get another variant on this, whatever the hell, COVID-19, 2020. I don't know where in the hell we're at now. But we've got another one coming down the pipe.
I think it's in South Africa is where they've discovered it. They've already named it. I don't remember what the name was. Something strange.
I heard that they said it's in Europe, too.
Mm.
It starts with an O. Well,
that's natural. Any virus in any other part of the world is going to be different than the one that you're experiencing here in the United States. What you experience in Washington State is going to be different than what you experience in Florida and Maine, different from what you experience in New Mexico.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't there different strains of flu every season? Doesn't flu mutate? Every year, they tell you it's a different strain. Remember, that's why you have to keep getting the flu shot over and over and over, because it's a different strain.
I don't know how they can anticipate what kind of strain it's going to be. They make the shots this year for next year's flu strain. Now, there's no way. No way.
No.
Donnie, did you see that video that I sent to you about the Capitol?
About the Capitol? No.
Yeah, the Capitol. It's a 30-foot fence. Yeah. It's a 30-foot fence that has been put up around the Capitol. And it is transparent. You can see through it. It's like maybe some kind of glass or something.
Bulletproof.
Yeah, it's a 30-foot fence around the Capitol building. Now, what do you suppose that is all about?
I don't know.
Keep Americans out, but they don't want to keep foreigners out of the country with a fence.
Mm-hmm. But,
well, it's very strange. I mean, you can see it. I mean,
yeah.
They've got tons of videos on YouTube. It's
I'm
going to
play
it. It's see-through with wire mesh. I guess it could be clear wire mesh. We don't know. I don't know. It looks like it is. You can see right through it. 30-foot high.
30-foot
high.
Why? People's house. We got to keep the people out.
So, obviously, I'm here, and I'm checking out the fencing. Something that Phil said on his video got me to thinking. He said that we would probably see some of the lower level trials like take place. Maybe not the, watch them happen. Not the bigger P people, but the smaller people, okay? And that kind of struck me funny last night, and I thought, well, I mean, you know, where would we have these lower-level public trials? Maybe the Capitol? I mean, is that possible? It's used for many other things right now. So thought, well, that fence was awfully strange. We've been watching that go up. And by the way, they've got it all the way down to here now. And that fence is like 30 feet tall, guys, 25, 30 feet tall. All right, so then I was like, well, let's just say, for shits and giggles, that that's what they did. So I started doing a little digging on prison fencing. And what I've been able to come up with, and I'm going to keep digging, is so we see that this has a glare on it. It obviously has something. So I looked up some fencing. It's very expensive. It resembles this fencing very, very much, guys, okay? And it is slip-resistant. It's climb-proof, okay? It's climb-proof, see-through climb-proof prison fencing, okay? So I'm thinking that's really interesting. It looks very much like the prison, the fencing that's going up at the Capitol right now. So I got a link to that. I got a snapshot of that, and I'm going to put that up there. So I'm kind of questioning, though, like, you know, this particular, because we see there's obviously some kind of glassing on it, because we've got a, you know, the glare, and I can see it, like, go down when the sun hits. So it shoots all the way straight down. It's a solid background over top of a steel grate.
That's kind of odd, isn't it?
That was Nancy Drew, and she does that around D.C., like that Richard Citizen.
Yeah.
You know, they go around filming. They say that a lot of federal buildings are empty. They're not being used.
To the point that vines are growing into the windows. That's how long they've been sitting.
You know, a 30-foot fence is as tall as a three-story building. That's a heck of a fence.
I mean, it's huge.
Sure is.
You can see it. It's crazy.
Wow.
That's something that should be on the national border, not a people's building.
Well, a lot of stuff that is happening, you're not going to hear it on the news. You're just not.
Nope.
None of it.
But we would all have to agree, seeing a 30-foot fence, that something's going on.
True.
We don't know what.
Why are they trying to keep us out, Daniel? Why are they doing that?
Well, they're not doing...
I have a thousand answers for that.
They're not doing tourists, you know, where people can go into the White House.
Oh, they're not any?
No, none of the buildings. None of the federal buildings.
School kids can't go either?
Well, here's the deal. Maybe it's a guy trying to keep us out. Who are they trying to keep in?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Another good question.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. That's kind of odd. I thought they were going to go back to normal, but apparently they're not.
You know, you always say, I have to see it to believe it. Well, you see this 30-foot fence. Have you ever heard of a 30-foot fence being, or any fencing around the Capitol in your lifetime? No. You haven't.
Not like that.
I haven't seen any fence like the last fence.
All right. There's you something that you see and you can believe. You know,
what do you think, Bianchi? Where are we going with this?
I don't know. It would have been nice if they had a 30-foot fence around the Capitol at the time when the British burnt it, remember?
Yeah, 1812.
That would have been better.
Would have helped.
It would have helped a little bit.
Let me just bring you back to 2021, Bianchi. Come on. Now, is that critic being asleep again? Is that what's going on here?
Where is Joe at?
I don't know.
Probably still out trying to run his turkey down.
That does kind of remind me of Joe snoring. That's for damn sure. Riddick, is that you snoring, buddy?
Theater roof.
Yeah, let me just go ahead and mute him, and I'll bring him back up and see if he wakes up. He woke up time.
All I know is we're not going to survive 3 more years of Biden.
Okay, Bianchi, you've got crush the system. Is hi, Bianchi. When you finish tap dancing, return to the house, and Massa has some more food for you to throw at the slave class. Who is Crush the System? Crush the System Radio.
Somebody probably started a radio station. Don't nobody visit.
Oh. I got you. I don't know what the hell you're
talking
about. Crush the System.
Yeah, but 30-foot fences around buildings, and of course there may be some exaggeration there a little bit too, but 30-foot fences as tall as a 3-story building.
Yeah, it's a big fence. They don't want to get stored.
Yes, and the amount of footing that we require to keep that bad boy from blowing over is tremendous too, so I think somebody's exaggerating a little bit.
Yeah, she's down on the ground, so she's just guessing anyway, but...
She's probably only 4'7".
I don't know.
Did you see the doorway? Did you see the video, Donnie?
Yeah, I just... Well, I didn't play it all, though, Kathy.
And
but
you saw the door.
Yeah.
One entrance. You saw how tall that was compared to the people that were standing down there.
Yeah. It's big. It's tall. Very tall. I don't know how tall.
For what reason?
Yeah, that is true. What reason would they have to do that? And not let kids come to the Capitol. That's a shame. Because, you know, those kids sell candy and everything else to get the money to go.
Right.
And they should be allowed to go.
And visit.
Yeah. Learn. That gets people fired up about the government when you're a young kid.
Well, people are still going up there on vacation, but they can't go into any of the buildings, though, the federal buildings.
Well, why in the hell go to Washington, D.C. if you can't go?
Well, I mean, you still got the war memorials and, you know, Lincoln, monuments.
The library, though, I would go. Is that open?
I don't know. I don't think it is.
I don't think so.
Any of them are open for tours anymore.
That's where I would go. Yeah, me
because
too.
Because this is a historical time that everything's closed up there.
Yeah, really.
And I would videotape it, and you could take it back home and...
I would love to go to that library of Congress. 20
years later, you know, hey, look, our Capitol was closed. We had 30-foot fences up. Look at this.
Well, they'll probably still have them up because it'll be New World Order. You know, and there's always going to be underground push to take back over the government once they take it from us. But they ain't got it yet, folks.
They haven't got it yet.
Now, in 2024, would you want Trump to run again? What's your thoughts, Daniel?
Let's see. Personally, yes, I would.
Okay, Kathy.
Is that a yes or no answer, or can I...
No, it's a yes and no.
Expand on that a little bit.
No, it's a yes and no.
Trump's not going to run again.
I'm just saying, if he runs, do you want him to run?
Well, of course I would, but he's not going to do it again.
Okay, don't worry about it. Yes or no, Kathy, can you keep it at that? Come on.
No.
No, okay.
Because it's deeper than that.
It's a loaded question.
Yeah.
God, I love you, Kathy.
Gene.
Thank you.
Gene.
Yes, John.
It would be the same question. I'm asking everybody.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. I thought maybe you were just trying to, you know, have a conversation.
Starting to hurt.
But, of course, I would want him to run in 2024.
Okay. I'll say no. I don't want him to run again. Go ahead, Bianchi. Would you rather...
I'm voting for him.
Well, I will, too. That's not what I asked. Do you want
why
him
would you
is
ask
what?
That?
The question is, do you want him to run again in 2024? That's all I'm asking. Yes or no?
Why?
As we stand right now, yes or no?
So I would be more than delighted to vote for him again. This president I've seen in my lifetime.
Bianchi, you didn't answer my question.
I said yes.
Oh, you okay? Just say yes, for God's sake. All your potatoes, guys.
Yes. They know, Don. So enlighten us as to why you say no.
Oh, my gosh. I say no because I don't want to go through that again. And I think DeSantis wants to run, and I would vote for DeSantis in a minute.
I'd like for DeSantis to be a vice
president. Okay, did I get the answer?
Yeah. Oh, I asked you once.
Yeah,
I did ask her, and she didn't say a thing, so I went to Gene.
I never heard you ask Cinnamon.
Thank you.
Did Gene, anybody else ask him?
Yeah, I heard him ask me, but I was on mute, and by the time I hit my button, he was already past me.
Okay. Sorry. I'm quick.
So,
you know that.
I say no.
You say no, too. Why?
Because... just like Mike was saying at the beginning of the show, a lot of the Democrats are getting the idea, Democratic voters are getting the idea that Republicans really do have a workable agenda, and some of the stuff is not just corporate space. And
right, here's
we get Trump back in. It's all it's going to be, again, is orange mad bad, and he wouldn't be able to get anything through.
Well, I agree with you on that part right there, but I don't agree with you that people are saying, okay, because you got to put the right person in office. We know that. So I would think DeSantis, the way he's governing Florida, is doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, that's for the state of Florida, but take him someplace else, they would hate him. Trump's policies. Never have I seen policies put forth and also carried out at that level of government like he done.
That's true.
So much and so very little time.
Oh, yeah.
So little. He covered everything. Then how do you know? Just look at what's been reversed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from the independence of oil. Lumber, the reemergence of furniture markets in the Carolinas, particularly North Carolinas, tariffs. Heck, Russia is back to shipping plate steel here to this country with no bounds whatsoever. Well, that hurts American steel mills. So, you know, another thing, too, if you look at your ports, we're talking about the problems that they have with ships offshore. And America needs to upgrade their ports where they can handle what you're going to see. And really some places are already seeing in these Panamax type ships, ships that can carry anywhere from what they call 25,000 20-foot equivalent units. Right now, the United States... Right now, the United States ports probably rank 22nd in the world.
Man.
Los Angeles and Long Beach are the two largest. The ones on the East Coast, you'd be lucky if you can get a canoe down them. But that has to change.
Let me go back to Don's question. Now, as far as Trump running in 2024, what I personally would see as a perfect ticket would be Trump DeSantis.
Well, I do too.
And you know,
I see.
And the reason I say that is because Trump has the kudos to get it in order.
Right.
Obviously, I mean, we saw how it happened with North Korea. We saw how he was bringing China in line, you know, all of that. And then I could see DeSantis running after that.
Well, okay. I'll go along with that. I would go along
just
with that.
Just for the simple fact, I'm not saying DeSantis doesn't have the kuyans, but
yeah.
I don't think he has that strength.
I don't either.
That there's just something about Trump's presence with these countries that they just like immediately go, okay.
Do you remember when he was overseas and I don't know, G20, and you know, people were milling around talking, and he just took this guy's shoulder, pushed him out of the way to get in front, and straightened up his coat and just looked in around. Do you remember that? You guys?
Trump was a kick-ass. He was no pushover.
Oh, I know. And everybody's saying he gave Russia everything. He put more tariffs on tariffs, more policy
tariffs?
Crap. What's that?
He didn't give Russia anything.
Yeah, he didn't give them a damn
thing. One of those things called when they find another country, not tariffs, but no.
Sanctions.
Thank you.
He has sanctions on many countries, including Russia. Russia, you know, United States still, when Trump lowered corporate taxes and when he put tariffs up, well, U.S. Steel in Granite City reopened blast furnaces to start reproducing steel plate there in that city. That city was practically like a Pittsburgh steel town. It's about ready to go out completely out of existence. And heck, it's right adjacent to East St. Louis, which is majority black. So if people there in that area voted for Biden, you effectively voted to cut your own throat.
Right. And they started making a small furniture company opened up in North Carolina. Again,
I tell you what they started doing, and they started offering furniture classes back in your community colleges in North Carolina proper.
Is that right?
So young people could take the trade.
Yeah, because that's a skill. That's a hell of a skill, and not just anybody can do it. And if there's nobody to mentor you, you're not going to ever get it done.
The trades in general are becoming more, I don't want to say popular, because that's not really what I meant. They're becoming more appealing to a lot of these kids, especially the ones that is, you know, looking at college and looking at people that have major degrees and not able to do a thing with them.
Yeah.
You know, a trade is an option that is never going to go away, whether it be a nurse, whether it be an electrician, a plumber, a carpenter, you know, those things were always going to need, always.
Well, yeah, there's a, you know, just, I tell people on the UAW show, these young kids are thinking they're going to be able to retire at General Motors. You're not at all. So you better still think about the future and get in, you know, get a hold of somebody if you work days and see if you can work nights with somebody to learn a trade. The furnace, you know, putting in furnaces, you always have to do that. There's a lot of things you can do. Yeah. But if you're going to college, don't go for pom-poms. Get a career that you know it's going to be there when you graduate.
But there's even people, though, they have degrees in things that aren't pom-poms, that are serious things, and they still are having a difficult time finding a good job.
Well, people got to get educated in things that's in high demand. Another thing that Trump did, he put tariffs on imported aluminum, which permitted three companies to come back, restart back up, or even build new facilities in Kentucky. Then, at the same time, he awarded, the Defense Department awarded Boeing Aircraft about $13 billion in aircraft and helicopters, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman. Well, aluminum is one of the main materials that they use in making the components for the aircraft. Well, now they can buy that from an American producer rather than buying it from overseas. I can't understand why some people don't figure how something as simple as that works.
Yeah.
It's always best to buy from the house.
Well, exactly. And there's, you know, how many people were surprised when they found out their medicine was made in China? How many people? And then you don't hear another thing about it. Not another damn thing. But Trump was bringing that up all the time. He was trying to get these people, you know, bring, you know, at least these things back, at least make our own medicine. What's going to happen if something happens between us and China? This country's going to stop because they make everything for us.
Including uniforms, from what I heard.
Exactly right. You used to anyway. I know that. You're right. How about that kid that plays for the Boston Celtics? I am so proud of him.
Can we go back to that subject that we were just on about China making everything?
Well, this is going to connect to that, but go ahead.
Well, I was just saying Trump had us in that direction of doing things here and bringing everything back. He had us going in that direction of everything being done here. Companies were coming back. Companies were, you know, coming back to build here. And, that ain't happening no more. Now you make facts. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. It is going to happen. And this kid for Boston Celtics, he's got these tennis shoes. It's got blood on, you know, looks like he's got blood on it. And in China, because he's standing out telling people what China's all about and how we got these tennis shoes. And he's called out Sir James out in L.A. to quit acting like China's the greatest thing in the world and join him. And this is his last year on the team. And they said they already predicted that nobody will sign him after this because of that. Because he is telling it like it is. Go ahead, Senator.
Yeah, he was pointing out the slave labor that makes the shoes. And then the other policies that China is putting in place to get themselves ahead.
Yeah, he's even offered. Go ahead.
At the climate summit, they gave China a pass again and said China is an emerging.
They're still emerging. That's an excuse. And this guy, this basketball player, even wanted James. He said, me and you fly into China, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
He ain't going to do that.
Hell no.
He's a stooge for the liberals.
Yeah, he's a
stooge. I never seen an athlete. Athletes should leave politics alone. Hell, how do you know who's sitting in the stands paying tickets to watch your entertainment?
He threw two people out that were sitting courtside the other night, threw them right out, got the ref and got the security over there and tossed a man, looked like a probably 20s, very early 20s, wanted him out and tossed him out. And nobody, you know, and then he grabbed his crotch and he got a $15,000 fine. Well, he's really, and he got something happening.
He must be
the
shot, you think?
I don't know. Something happened in Ohio, and he was all over this shooting, this victim. Oh, yeah, the cop killed a black man, and he got all over the cop, everything, but he kept this guy from stabbing this woman. And he tried to backpedal this thing, and he couldn't do it.
Oh, you mean a girl would have cop pulled up on scene, the girl, and the one girl was getting ready to stab the other girl with a knife.
Okay. The way I read it was something different, but yeah, that's what it was.
Make them asinine statements.
Yeah.
Nobody said nothing about the grown man that when one of the girls was laying on the sidewalk on her back after being pushed down, shoved down, and knocked down by her fighting the other girl, here you got a grown man going to run up and try to stomp her, kick her in the head.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I seen that on YouTube.
And let's use the proper addresses. These are blacks.
Yeah.
And the news will usually write it up.
Yeah, but nobody wanted to talk about the parade in Wisconsin. And
that guy there was a racist savage. What he done?
And it wasn't just white people out there. It was mixed, and he didn't care. He didn't care.
Well, he did care because he made attempts to just hit white.
Okay.
Yes, sir. He was zigzagging while he was driving down the street. If he seen one over there, he'd go run over him.
Oh, man.
One over there, he'd run over him. Now, why come the FBI is not considering that a terrorist? Why come they not going into his house looking at the pictures that he's got pinned up on the wall in his bedroom and making note of the books that he's been reading?
I tell you what, they took his Facebook down quickly, but not as quick as people could copy what he had on there. He had some nasty. Yeah, he was a racist, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you had a GoFundMe trying to raise, $5 million for him. Then you had some other people of his persuasion saying what he done didn't happen.
Yeah, that's... I mean, this guy...
Why did the news report that? Hardly nothing at all.
No. And he just got done didn't he run over his girlfriend? Didn't hurt her
Ran
bad.
Over his girlfriend. Absolutely
yeah.
Right.
Well, and they claimed that he was running from a knife fight.
Yeah, there was a knife fight, yeah.
I'm like, what? But the thing is, like I said earlier, Biden released no statement for condolences to those families. None. Nothing. Didn't say I'm sorry that they're hurt or that they died or whatever. Not a peep from the White House.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from the White House.
But the Aubrey trial, he comments on that it wasn't enough for racial injustice.
I wish they'd shut the F up and do their job in politics. Shut up if you're in sports. And just shut up. Just be quiet. Nobody wants to hear you. I used to be a James fan until he left Cleveland and everything changed. He changed. I don't know what the hell happened. I guess money and fame. Well, he'll never be as good as Michael Jordan.
No,
well, I don't know about
anybody
else.
I think I've seen the best ball player in my lifetime, and I've seen Wilt Chamberlain. Damn.
None of us better than Wilt Chamberlain. He still got records. He had like 90-some-odd records when he retired.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk about his book. Yeah.
90-some-odd records. My goodness.
Well, you were saying about him. Shut up. I'm sorry.
What's that? Go ahead, Gene.
I was saying, you said something about, wish they would just shut up. I don't even want to sit and watch a movie anymore. Because all I see when I see these, Hollywood elites on the screen that are being paid to entertain us is wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
It's like, it just makes my skin crawl. I don't even want to watch them on TV anymore.
I seen today, and it was on the football game, two guys kissing, not tongues or anything, just kissing on the mouth like that, and I never seen so many commercials with gay people.
You want to hear something good about gay? check this out. I don't know if it was Finland or somewhere. I can't remember where, but it's not a state. They're trying to make Santa out to be gay. It's like it's like a commercial that they're showing where he's running into somebody, you know, an adult male, and they lock eyes, and then they start to make out. I'm like, oh my goodness, seriously?
Oh.
We have Mrs. Claus, the man ain't gay. We have Mrs. Claus.
They're
finding out, you know,
well,
I'm like, oh my gosh, nothing is sacred anymore.
Somebody sent me a meme tonight, and it was before the show, and it showed, it was a two-parter, and it shows a kid with his head back walking down, and his father said, "Son, what happened?" "Son, oh, nothing really, Dad. We got in a fight after school." And he, "Okay, go clean up." "Well, don't tell Mom." "Okay." And the bottom picture shows a kid with his hands in his head in his hands crying. And now I already forgot what the hell I was going to. Sorry. Well, carry on. That's what happens when you have dementia. You forget right in the middle of a story. Cinnamon could help me because I told her what it was.
Okay, you said my name again. I'm sorry. What?
I thought that was part of the story.
it was something that just showed we're bringing up sissies in our schools and our homes, and everybody's got to treat it like with kid gloves now, and the kids can't be wrong. They can cuss all they want in front of anybody they want to, even the teachers now. You gotta let them go.
You know, when I was a kid, young, you know, I was taught how to deer hunt. You know what weapon I had, the first weapon I had the deer hunt with?
No.
A knife.
A knife.
Yes, sir.
Deer hunting with a knife. Wow.
You had to track that bad boy down.
Yeah.
And you had to put on the deer scent. That stuff smelled terrible. Matter of fact, we sprayed some of that. I spilled some in the elevator as we was getting off.
Of course, not on purpose.
Kinda.
Oh man, that's.
Then you had to. Well, the best way to do it is be up in the tree and you jump down on their back.
Jump down
real fast.
Slice their throat. Yeah, I got.
And slice their throat. Absolutely, that's the way you did it. You ain't going to outrun them. Wait a minute. You're not going to lay off to the side and try to tackle one as they walk by because they drop straight up in the air about 10 feet.
Yes, they can. I used to deer hunt. You go up north. It's too cold for that.
Then bow hunt, then, of course, rifle.
Yeah, I bought a bow last
Either
year.
Either one is hard. Them deer animals are smart, too. They ain't dumb. Unless they got ears that they can hear anything. Deer ear look like it can rotate 360 degrees.
Yeah, they're smart. They really smart when it starts getting cold. It seems like they know when November 15th in Michigan is.
Well, when you see one with a rack of 12 points, that bad boy don't live a long time.
Hasn't he?
And
he
has survived. Yes, that's why he got that 12-point rack on his head.
And I wouldn't shoot him because if I'm going to shoot to eat, I would shoot a young one because I've had old deer, and my God, it's terrible. But those young
ones. Yeah, I respect the old ones too.
Yeah, not going to shoot them. No, you're
now,
right about.
If you really want to be a good hunter, hunt a wild boar with a knife.
No. Come on, Pianki. That doesn't happen.
That there, you and him, because he has the ability to kill you, and you're trying to kill him.
Yeah, well, he's got the advantage, 10 to 1, 100 to 1.
You got that right. Them tusks is something else. Plus, you can't hit him in the head.
No.
head is like kryptonite.
It's like there's only certain spots you can kill a boar. And if you're charging,
yeah, right.
You can hit it.
You can't hit it.
No.
You know, there's a Taiwan company called Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, that Trump had talked with and arranged and negotiated for them to build a factory in Arizona, $12 billion. And what makes it so important with them is that they're the world leader in three, a particular semiconductor that operate at a particular speed that they control like 40% of the world market.
Wow.
U.S. manufacturers at that time, this was 2020, let's see. No, not 2020. Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah. He talked to them, and they produce a 3-nano chip, and theirs are more conducive to corporate use, like trucks, automobiles, homes, and so on and so on. So if they build that operation in Arizona, it'll help alleviate the shortage that we have experienced with those devices.
Yeah.
Like you may mention, you got a lot of pickup trucks just sitting, can't go nowhere because they're missing those components due to the shortage.
Yeah. 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 We used to do everything in-house. We never had these kind of problems at all years ago. AC, when AC was open, we used to do in our truck plant, we had a cushion room. We did all the seats. We did everything. But not anymore. Now there's a burp and everybody feels it in automotive. And every, you know, Ford and Chrysler, all of them are feeling the pinch.
Well, you know, a lot of black companies were doing production and manufacturing for automobile assemblage. Matter of fact, if you was to look at the top 20, out of the top 100 black businesses, I think you had 6 in the top 20 that had something to do with the automobile supply.
Really?
Yeah. So what Biden is doing is really probably have an effect on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Hey,
and
guys.
People, go ahead, Gene.
I'm just going to say goodnight. I'm seeing her fall asleep. So you guys have a great night.
Okay, Gene.
Gene, it's too early. What's the matter? Did we say something?
It's just been an extremely long day, Bianchi.
Used my old deodorant. I put an extra squirt on today.
No, it's been an extremely long day.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Bye, Gene. Our condolences.
Have a good night. Thank you. Good night.
I'm sorry to hear about your mishap.
All right, good night.
Good night, Gene. Yeah, we got to start building some of this stuff over here. But if you look at it, there's no urgency to do that. Why wouldn't there be an urgency? I mean, we're talking about China, and everybody thinks Russia is our main problem, but it's China. And why?
The huge problem is China.
Yeah, and why are we letting them build these chips? We're letting them build medicine that our people need, or they cut the supply off. That's just two things. And how in the hell are they going to play basketball if they shut down Nike? For God's sakes, and, you know, we got to worry about that now.
That's one reason why come they want to encroach on Taiwan. If they were to do that and get a hold of that technology and making 3-nano speed chips, then that there will be a devastation too.
Yeah. And if they, you know, Bianchi, these taxes, he wants to go back before Trump and raise these things. I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't know.
Trump, because of his tariffs on foreign steel, Nucor Steel built plants in Sedalia, Missouri, 250 jobs plus at $65,000 a year or higher. Nucor built a steel plant in Frostproof, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Another 250 jobs at $66,000 or more.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. And this goes with Kathy and Daniel and Cinnamon and anybody else wants to join in. Now, you seen Trump, what Trump could do, and people started building, wanting to come to the United States to do business. They were building a factory. Matter of fact, remember the one in Wisconsin? I forgot how many people were going to be hired there. Now, after 4 years, Biden is going to destroy all that. So the next time, say we get another Trump in office and he does the same thing that he did before, and he lowers this, and then when we get, would you be, if you were a business, would you take a chance of moving back to the United States and putting all this money into a building, building a building or getting a building, bringing all our equipment and all that crap? Would you take a chance? Because it could be changed in the next election that quick.
Well, you know, there's a revenge factor there too, Donnie.
What do you mean?
For what happened.
Yeah.
And that still lingers in the mind. I know it lingers in my mind. That's why I come, I would like to see separate federal ballot, separate of state and local. But that revenge still exists amongst those of his supporters that would deny what they voted for.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
Alabama, Toyota Mazda plant, 4,000 jobs.
Yep.
Alabama, mm-hmm. Mercedes-Benz plant in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. I looked over there. The people of Alabama bought and paid for the roads, the everything for this plant. It will be decades and decades before that they get to recoup their money on that, but they got the job.
Here's some more that Trump put in Alabama. GE Aviation Factory in Huntsville, Bombardier and Airbus in Mobile, Alabama, 600 jobs. Daimler AG new plant in Tuscaloosa. That's the same Mercedes.
Yeah, it's
Overseas
Mercedes.
Hardware new plant in Lufkin, Alabama. Rex Lumber plant in Pike County, Alabama. Auto Parts facility in Tuscaloosa.
How about anything in Alabama?
We're Athens. I'm going down the list here.
Okay.
A tech facility in Woodstock, Alabama. A truck and wheel group new facility in Vance, Tuscaloosa County, Alabama.
The Toyota plant and the Mazda Toyota plant are about 8-10 minutes from Athens.
Oh, okay.
They're right here. They're in Greenbrier, which is right outside of Madison.
Yeah, I ate in Greenbrier. They had a good restaurant in Greenbrier.
That's right. That's right. And that Mazda, the Mazda Toyota plant, they're just running a shift right now, so they're not even rolling yet.
Oh, okay.
You got the Fairfield steel mill in Alabama restarted due to Trump's 25% tariff on imported steel.
Yeah.
Restarting Fairfield furnace project, adding 150 jobs. See, I can't understand idiots voting for somebody who's going to eliminate this. It just don't make no damn sense.
Well, and that's the point. They didn't vote. They
I got you.
Voted
I know
for
what
Trump.
You're saying.
Yeah, well, 81 million, they say, voted for him. I don't understand it either, but now they're getting it. They're getting it between the eyes. And these people are pissed. They have turned there's a lot of people that independents are, you know, according to my feed and on Twitter, are just fed up with the Democrats. And they voted for the Democrats. They voted for Biden. And
yeah, blacks came out and vote for him in ridiculous numbers, actually cutting their own throats.
Yeah, they cut their own throat, just like friends of mine at the truck plant. I called and I said, who'd you vote for? And this is just about 6 months ago, 5 months ago. And he didn't say. And I said, oh, Biden, huh? How do you like it now? And they
check
don't
this
like
out. Aluminum plant, New Magic, Missouri, Hallsville, Kentucky, Todd County, Guthrie, Kentucky, East Park, Kentucky, and Century Aluminum in somewhere in Kentucky. That's five new aluminum plants.
Wow, that is
to go
a lot.
Along with the aircraft manufacturing increase, so they don't have to worry about getting foreign aluminum, which is really kind of crazy. Anyway, I-270 reconstruction project in St. Louis County, I know where this is going on. It's two of them. One at Old Halls Ferry crossing 270, and the other is down in New Florissant crossing 270.
Okay.
$278 million in the warrant.
Damn.
I mean, anybody that would vote on what the news was putting out about him and disregard this, Lockheed Martin, Missile Defense Award, $320 million, and to evolve Foundation of Ballistic Missile Defense. Lockheed Martin, $7 billion for the F-35. Lockheed Martin awarded Air Force Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Contract. Lockheed Martin awarded another $7 billion. U.S. Defense Contract. Lockheed Martin F-35 program, $34 billion. Now, y'all know me. I always like to jump on my black cousins. Lockheed Martin is one of the major employers of black STEM graduates.
Oh.
And you vote against that? Come on now.
Yankee, they don't know. Hell, you just named off, I don't know how many that I didn't know about. How, you know, you don't get this every day. Uh-oh, I think Joe's going to join us here.
Hang yeah.
On. Joe, you woke up.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, people.
You too. And Critic, you're back on, buddy. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, Joe.
Thank you.
We're just, Bianchi's just educating us on all the new businesses that sprung up since when Trump was president. And I didn't know any of them. Most, I knew some, but nothing like he's telling me.
Yeah, man, we all got to do research to find out what the good times were sometimes.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
Yeah, well, when it
you had a in Nashville, Tennessee, you had Hanuk Tire Plant that's going to hire 1,800 jobs.
1,800.
Triangle Tire, Edgecombe County, North Carolina, average salary $56,450.
Nice.
These ain't no minimum wage jobs, are they?
No, they aren't. No, they're not.
Guess what? Let's look at something else that we ain't seen made in the United States in a long time. Appliances.
Oh,
Samsung
yeah.
Appliances in South Carolina. LG Appliance in Clarksville, Tennessee. LG Ooh. Appliance in New Jersey.
Wow. LG coming back. Wow, that's something. I didn't know. I didn't know any of that. Hmm.
An appliance in Newberry County, South Carolina.
Damn it, when they bring
LG North America headquarters was going to be in New Jersey.
why in the hell would anybody do business in New Jersey with all their taxes? Crazy.
I don't know. Exxon, and I just read a oil production facility that was planned to be built for, I think it was either $4.4 billion, in Picayune, Louisiana, down there by New Orleans. That company canceled because of government Biden administration regulations. And also, the area they were going to build was a form of slave plantation.
No.
I think I would have moved the graves and put in the plant that will permit you to live today.
Good point. You know, they took Thomas Jefferson's statue down. Roosevelt taking down.
That's some dumbasses.
Oh, man. That's stupid.
Thomas Jefferson was one of the founders of our Constitution. A hell of a statesman.
It doesn't matter, Bianchi.
People are going to say, well, he had a slave, Sally Hemings. Well, when they went to France, he didn't try to run away from it. Right.
No. Right.
Well, she could have snuck out the house, went into the.
I believe
sought,
he left.
Sought refuge in France.
I think he
it.
Left him something in his will too, and a black lady, a maid that was a maiden, whatever in the hell they called them back then, some land somewhere. And to get them going with a few dollars. And I guess the stepson, Jefferson's stepson, fought that in court and lost.
These people don't give a damn. Look at Trump. Put Jennifer Hudson's family up when some fool's out there trying to kill a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And his hotel said you can stay as long as you want, provided security for them. Two men, it might have been two or three black males, who wanted to start business, borrow money from Trump. When their business got off the ground and started doing well, they came back to pay him. He said, don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, one...
His limousine was someplace and had a flat.
That's what they're going to do.
A black man stopped to help him change his tire, and he was rewarded by having his mortgage paid. Another black man was getting ready, a woman, a black man, was getting ready to jump off the bridge somewhere. There, and he talked to her. So the man was done a good thing. I tell you, somebody else who done good things, too, with blacks, Elvis Presley.
Yeah, he did. I think I told that story when that poor lady didn't have any arms or legs. And old black lady and her husband. And I think she had one arm, He bought her one of those electric wheelchairs. You know, back then they didn't, you never really seen those. And he picked her up, put her in that chair, and she was so happy. And the husband said, thank you, put out his hand, and Elvis put some money in his hand. And just took off. He didn't want nobody to know about it. He seen an old black lady looking at a dealer, on the sidewalk, looking at a car, and he pulled in, and how do you like that? After she fainted and she woke up, they got her awake because that was Elvis. She said, oh, I like that Cadillac. That's a pretty, you would look good in that, Elvis. And so he said, I'll go buy it. So he bought it for her.
Yeah.
One day he bought 34 Cadillacs. One day. That's amazing.
Houses too.
Oh yeah, he bought the ladies that worked for him in the house, in his house, cooked for him, bought her house, and her husband worked there, bought him, made sure both of them had brand new cars. Yeah, he wasn't stingy.
I knew he was generous, but I didn't think he was that generous. Huh.
Yeah, he did a lot of things for a lot of people that nobody knows about. Nobody, it came out after he died, and he just didn't want nobody to know about it. And one of his cousins said, he wants to see your face. he would want to see your face and how happy you are, and that'll be, he don't want to hear about it anymore after that. You can't keep going on, thank you. He doesn't want to hear that. He wants to just see the surprise in your face, and that's it.
Hey, look at Robert E. Lee. Arlington Cemetery was his people's land. And he provided a spot for his slaves to have a town there, Port of Arlington.
Hmm.
Not to mention his splendid service in the wars for the United States, like the Mexican-American War, under the leadership of Scott. I can't think of his last name right now. Doggone it.
Oh,
and
Winfield.
Winfield Scott, yeah. Winfield Scott.
Leave it to Daniel.
Lee performed impeccable in the Mexican-American War.
Yes, he did.
I tell you what, him and Isaac Green, Lieutenant Colonel Green, stopped John Brown from going out killing up a bunch of innocent people. It must have been the right thing to do because Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman told him, I ain't going with you on that. You crazy? Confederate General Wheeler provided school for his slaves to teach them how to read. His wife was a school teacher in schools that was made for blacks at that time. But people want to take down his statue, rename his buildings, and all that stuff. So that's just plain ignorance and lack of respect, a lack of appreciation.
But Bianchi,
in some, not everybody.
Why are they doing it then? Why are the people that are in control that know better, why are they letting these very few people push all the buttons to get all these things removed? Why are we letting that happen? Or they?
Somebody must be getting paid at a higher level, and then at the same time, you're paying individuals to physically go out and deface these monuments. It's like Columbus memorials.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus didn't bring no mayhem to the Americas. It was already going on amongst the indigenous people, not the native Indians who came later. The Aztecs, the Mayans, and the Taino, those indigenous groups, including the Mestizo, were fighting against each other. The Aztecs were some fierce fighters. Heck, they would cut your chest open and take your heart out while it's beating in your hand. Guess who else done that? The Indians on the Western Plains. Scalp you while you're still alive.
Yeah.
Pull your heart out of your chest cavity.
Then they take a bite. The whoever did it has to take a bite of the heart. While it's still
Probably sprinkled some salt on it and took a bite out of it.
Same with buffalo, I think. I think there was a group of Indians that did that. I don't know.
Hey, Daniel, since I don't hear your mom, I can understand probably why she's not here. So just tell her I said hi, all right?
She's here.
Oh,
she's here.
Oh, I didn't know.
She's here.
Yeah, somebody shows up on time might know that.
Yeah,
somebody would.
Well, are you
doing
in any old time?
You doing okay, Joe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought maybe you've been in jail.
I've been hearing Joe on some of the black BTR radio station. They don't got so used to him. They call him brother.
You guys been fighting again with these people?
I don't get into too many fights with them. I just get muted.
Yeah. I can see you getting muted. hard to get a conversation going.
So anyway, hey Kat.
Hey Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I didn't hear you. I got in here late.
I've been listening.
Oh, all right. So I figured.
I've been listening.
I figured you probably were worn out again, so I just wanted to say hi through your son.
Well, I am about.
You're there.
I am about to hang it up for the night.
Well, if you would have been here an hour ago, we couldn't shut her up, Joe.
So I missed out on the dulcet tones of Kat, huh?
Well, Donnie asked a question. Would you vote for Trump in 2024?
No, I didn't say that. I said, do you want him to run? If he runs, do you want him to run in 2024?
That's right. That's what you said, Mr. Dementia. Yeah, that's exactly what you said. Mr. Dementia. And I just tell him that's a loaded question.
No, it's a yes and no question. That's all it is.
Not to me, it's not.
Well, hell, nothing is to you, Kathy. You're always going to add something that adds 40 more minutes on a phone bill. I know.
That's right.
He also confirmed that, again, that he was going to run in 2024. I forgot by who this time, but it just came out yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, somebody was in his, it worked for him in the White House, said that he hasn't said he would, but he thinks, this guy said, I think he's going to run. I don't know.
Well, I bet that was a little bit more definitive that he is going to run. So we'll see what happens because 2022 isn't here yet. I don't have my hopes up for any of the elections because I don't, you know, a lot of people, I don't understand these solutions by people when they say run for local office. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, even if you win a councilman or mayor, how are you going to fight Congress? So, but the discussion never gets beyond that. But I understand the sentiment, but I don't understand the operation, why they think it's practical.
Well,
hey, Kathy.
Yes.
Before you go.
Yes.
Is there any news on, aliens?
I know you were going to ask that. I just had a feeling you were going to ask.
I heard some more stuff about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Go ahead, Kathy.
No, I want to hear what Joe has to say.
Oh, Joe's got something to say about it.
Yeah,
okay.
I heard the Anunnaki are here, and there's a war between the good ones and the bad ones, and outside of that, I don't know that much, you know. But if there's good ones and bad ones, and how they've contacted the governments of, you know, on both continents, et cetera. And, again,
yeah. Oh, thank you, Joe.
Well, you've got good ones and bad ones.
What are we talking
about? The good ones are helping out
the Anunnaki.
The White Hats.
Anunnaki, whatever.
The bad ones are working with the deep state all over the world.
Oh.
You know, so.
Yeah, I guess that was, I didn't hear more definitive aspects about it, but, that's about the gist of it from what I had seen. So I would have thought that you and Daniel would have had more info about it. I'm always one that's interested in, you know, outside of, we all know UFOs exist. I just want to know more about proof about the aliens, about stuff like that.
Go for it, Kathy.
Well, you know, the Alliance has been working on these underground domes for several years, and supposedly they've been taking them all out. You know,
the underground what?
Deep underground military bases.
Oh, okay.
Inside the earth, they call them domes.
Well, I believe there is one in Utah. Yeah,
Cheyenne Mountain.
Yeah.
Isn't that a hideaway for just in case of nuclear fallout?
They're all over the world.
Mm? I don't know.
Yeah, the elites have built them all over the world.
I was watching the movie The Thing the other day. I was thinking about you and Daniel because the beginning of the movie would have been something that, well, the entire movie would have been something you guys would have really been interested in. Mm.
Well, since Trump ran for president and all the stuff he told us, even the stuff that happened during his presidency, you know, I've said this on your show. The movies that we've seen, is that for real? That we just think that it's just made up stuff in the movies, or is this stuff for real?
You know? I think that some of it is for real, Kathy, because
I do too.
Things you see in the movie usually develop in real life.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it deals with anti-gravity. A lot of it deals with plasma and.
But isn't it true, too, Daniel, that a lot of stuff in the movies, a lot of the movies, especially the science fiction ones, they have CIA, I don't know if they're secret plans, but they have the CIA there to instruct them on certain aspects of the movie. And
I've heard that.
Isn't it, I don't know that much about the Luciferians, but I believe that I also read recently that there's a difference between being a Satanist and a Luciferian, which kind of surprised me.
They're two different individuals.
They are.
Satan is one being, and Lucifer is another being.
I thought they were one and the same.
I did, too.
I used to also.
Hmm.
I did, too.
These scientists. Go ahead, dummy.
Go ahead, Bianca.
No, I was going to say, you know, scientists have developed technology to produce an atom. And the producing of an atom would make them God, right? The atom is the basis of everything. Now the big push is on antimatter. And they build these big colliders that's miles long.
Yeah, like
you got another technology. Yeah, CERN.
Yep.
They got another technology. I can't think of the name of it. That connect locations like one in Arizona with one someplace like as far as South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, the MagWaves. They're trains that use anti-gravity. To travel at speeds, wow, like 17,000 miles per hour, you can.
And to make those sudden turns too.
Yeah.
Well, to build the ships that they're going to have, and the capacity, they can't launch them off the Earth's surface. They don't have enough lift to do that. So they're going to have to either be able to master anti-gravity or have a lot of construction crews outside.
Or Bianchi.
Earth, that's just cost prohibitive.
I've got the answer to that. I've watched several videos that said, and they've had this technology for years, these aliens, extraterrestrials anyways, that you can walk in a ship, say, 100 feet by 100 feet, and it opens up into a 10-story hotel.
Yeah.
They have figured out how to change the dimensions.
Like the Borg, huh?
What do you
call
that? No,
like Doctor Who. You know, remember the he used to travel around the universe in a phone booth?
Okay, there you go. But technically, inside the once you got inside the phone booth, it opens up into a huge. Yeah. They're doing that. Yeah.
Okay, this is just a serious little aside. I was out walking the dog, and we're following along rabbit trails, and I came across the rabbit trails twice.
Mm.
One was the rabbit would have had to jump about 10 feet to get where the tracks came back up, and the other one, I don't know where the tracks went. They just stopped. And neither one of them had a had like the body squished down in the snow like a something was like an owl came and got it or anything.
Hmm. Oh,
so
wow.
We might have alien rabbits out there.
Yeah, totally, because they can shapeshift into animals, into humans, whatever.
They're thinking now Bigfoot, and this is from, I forgot, there it's four or five people that, and their scientists have been out. Instead of going for a week, they were out for 3 weeks. They couldn't figure out. They keep seeing something on this infrared. They can't explain, and it just disappears. All of a sudden, and they didn't notice this till the last 3 days. They were three days they were there at night, and they're out there at night. You look up, there's three orbs, white orbs shining through the trees, and they couldn't. They don't know what the hell that is, and they're not saying it's. You know, anything. They're just saying that's awful strange. We have this, and you can watch it. It's right on their infrared screen, and all of a sudden, boom, it's gone. Nobody.
Where is this located, Donnie?
Which what located, Joe?
Where they saw the orbs.
I got it here. You guys keep talking. I got it.
While you're looking for that, I wanted to say about the movies. Is it part of the Luciferian or satanic religion? That they have to show us what the future is?
They
so they
have
use the
to
movies to do it?
Yes, they have to tell us what they're doing, what they're planning on doing, such as, what was that one where the aliens attacked Independence Day? Something like that. If the aliens were going to attack, they have to put that movie out showing you they're attacking, you know, what they plan to do, you know,
how
stuff
closely,
like that.
How closely would the script be to what they plan on doing? Because Independence Day was kind of scary with that.
Right,
that spaceship
I know, right?
was like, I don't know, that was like the size
well, they
of the
wouldn't
room.
Have destroyed it like that. That ship would have had force field and every other thing put up. It was humongous, so...
Yeah.
Go figure.
Maybe I exaggerated on that one, but
I tell you something that's got a lot of reality to it is Star Trek, especially USS Enterprise.
Yes. With the
warp drives,
beam me up, Scotty. You know, stuff like that. You know, I don't know if they can do that now. I would think they can, since you can walk through a portal. Different places on this earth for thousands of years now they've existed. We just either don't know how to turn them on or.
Well, about a couple of years ago, they believe that they found how to start that particular process of teleportation. And they started with a few atoms, at the space station. And it was interesting to read about it, but. You know, that's the very, very beginning. But I don't know if I'd be like Scott, like the doc who said, I don't want my atoms to be spread out all around the universe.
Yeah, my luck, me and you was together, by the time we get where we're supposed to be, I have your top torso and you have my bottom. That wouldn't look too good.
I know, that would be a mixture. It would be like a fly.
So it's a lot of things, and see, those are the next billionaire. That's why it's so important to expose young children to as much as you possibly can, give them the tools to tinker around with, anything from a simple magnet and coil a wire where they can induce a current in the wire to light up a little LED. Like, give them the things that they can experiment with. Because there, in fact, lies your mind. That young mind is so receptive of everything.
Yeah. And so when they are faced with this new technology, it's not so new to them, the concept isn't.
Yeah, they were created.
Yeah.
Look how long it takes for them. You have some people that work on these projects for 30 years. They work on a math formula for two decades.
But then, like in, the 1950 movie with Richard, what the hell, that came from space. I forget. The guy came down with, and he warned the people that if they continue with their atomic testing, that he and his robot were going to kill everybody. What the name of it?
Oh, yeah, the day the Earth stood still,
yeah. Remember when... Dr. Zorba, the guy that eventually went on to be with Ben Casey, he was working on a math formula for years, and along comes the guy from the spaceship. He walks inside the house. He sees the blackboard, and within a few seconds, he just corrects the formula, and then Dr. Zorba comes in, takes a look at it, and goes, "What did you do?"
Yeah, that happened on Space Trek, too, when... the young engineer, Scott, Montgomery Scott, they went back But old Spock showed him, you know, how to do transporting, you know, where you can transport from a moving ship to a moving ship. And he hadn't come up with it yet. You know, he was going to in the years to come.
Right.
And but he came up with it early, you know. I mean, it was awesome.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something, Kathy, if it would make you feel better. I've been to some African villages in Benin, and what people talk about, some people have the ability to transport themselves. Mm-hmm. For instance, an auntie is going to the market. The market may be 40 miles away, and she go and come back within minutes.
I believe it.
Now, I have never witnessed that. I've witnessed a lot of things that were strange, like the baby talking through the mother's mouth, the baby that's in the womb. But the transport, they say that these guys swear by it. So maybe that's who they are, aliens. I don't know.
That, or they have the technology from the aliens, you know, and have been using it for years.
Well, the hieroglyphics and other writings that are on the walls of certain civilizations, it shows that strange beings they came into contact with, you know, so that's a possibility.
Yeah, a lot of those hieroglyphs or whatever they're called are kept from us, too.
Yeah, practically every society around the planet has the Yeti.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think he's interdimensional, like the Loch Ness Monster.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think that's why we haven't, with the way the satellites are going and spying on the Earth, I think that's exactly why he hasn't been exactly found by a human yet.
I told you the story. My grandfather said that him and some my grandfather. Well, actually, I got members of my family that had these phenomenal things. Even I myself, I think I was telling you guys some. But he said they was camping. They had pitch camped by a railroad track. Had the fire, you know, they'd be talking. Then they all left the fire going and went, got in their little blanket roll and went to sleep. He said he woke up and something was standing on the other side of the fire and his eyes was glowing like sun. So he picked up, pulled a piece of the ember out of the fire and shoot it at him and it went off. And the next morning, one of the guys that were with him had rolled over on the railroad track in his sleep and got ran over by the train.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Then I told you a story about that. He was out in the woods and heard his baby crying. And they went in search of the noise and came upon this clearing of the baby sitting on a log, fallen log. So he picked the baby up. One of them picked the baby up, and they went back to the house and went in the kitchen where the wife was preparing food. And he said, look, we found this baby out there in the woods. And she looked. He tried to get a baby to her, and she wouldn't leave. The baby wouldn't go. And she told him, so you take that baby back out there and put him back where you found him. I don't know what was going on there, but I think they did. So it's all kind of things that go on that we take for granted because we have no idea what the heck to be in those type of locations, like out in Alaska, out there in the forest and in those type of environments. All these people can't be lying about these things.
We don't get the full truth anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah, you know, that is something. People all over the world tell a similar story, no matter if it's in a higher civilization. Well, I guess you can say if it's in modern Italy or you go out into primitive areas, they still tell them a similar story about what they seen, what they heard or experienced. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. Yeah, that's what I've been watching, too. A lot of interesting people saying some interesting things. And folks that one old gentleman was 80 years old. Of course, we don't understand him. They had an interpreter, and he was explaining all these things that he's seen and his family has seen, and he lives in the jungle. That's where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother him now, but he said it did at one time. They come and disappear. Pretty amazing.
By God, it's the head of the UFO project, Dr. Greer. I think he's the one that says that there are aliens. He doesn't call them, he calls them extraterrestrials, but he also says that there's interdimensional beings, to bring up something that Cinnamon just finished saying, and there are two different types of races. One from the goes back and forth interdimensionally, and the other one just was within our universe, but they're able to travel around the universe. So there's two different beings here on the planet. And I don't think they like each other.
Well, as long as they don't go to war.
I think there is a secret war that goes on between them. I thought Kathy and Daniel might know more about it, but all right.
Well, you know, it might be some truth to that. There is something. Well, we may be a chess game, you know.
Yeah.
Played by two entities.
I think it's happening in the United States by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
I think we're more like cattle.
That too.
I think that's what we are. We're more like cattle to them.
Yeah, they were.
Turn that on. Yeah.
I think of us more like an ant farm.
What's that?
I think of us more like an ant farm. We're like a whole ecosystem, and we're just a big experiment that. And we'll see, you know, whether we destroy ourselves or not.
You know, that's what you've been talking about here in the last month, channel, about stuff like that.
On the History Channel? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. About, the scientists say there's a lot of people think we're...
simulation?
Like a game. And somebody's playing.
Well, that's how the cabal has treated the people on Earth for centuries. The cabal has treated us as their property, their cattle, you know.
I think there's a game that's going on within the cabal as to who's going to win,
you know.
Well, when you look at the microbes that's inside the human body, hey, them dudes be warring against each other. And they have the ability to look at viruses. You know, the rabies virus look like an egg. And you got the Ebola virus look like a snake, a worm. And
right.
You got the HIV virus that has this special shape. So these things are intelligent. Some intelligence is good. Then you can look at them, but what's inside of them? We're not able to see it because we don't have the technology and microscopes that can focus to that degree. What's inside atoms? What's inside of protons and neutrons? This virus. These viruses are intelligent. They're not dumb.
No. Gotta smash them. There's a... Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm going to be quiet because I'm going to confuse everybody because I can't remember what it's called.
That's one of the things that they're trying to do right now is smash the atom so we can see what's inside it, chasing the God particle.
Yeah, that's what the CERN is supposedly all about. Yeah. But the danger is if they actually come up with the secret of the universe by finding the God particle, then there's all the... All the universe will implode.
Yeah, go back to where it began into some little dot. It's funny how they work, ain't it?
Mm.
Hey, I tell you what, I've been in some countries and people have the facial structures of gorillas. I mean, when you look at them, they got that facial structure over the brow and the cheeks. Especially over in Kenya.
I wonder what message is being sent to us. These Jurassic Park movies, cloning dinosaurs, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I wonder what message they're sending to us through that.
Well, it'll be the cloning, you know, which goes back to some people believe that the higher-ups in government actually clones.
Yeah. Stars, maybe stars, too.
Something. I know one person who believes that the people in Congress, they've actually switched bodies, like metaphysically.
Who was that, Jesse Ventura?
No, it wasn't Jesse Ventura, no.
See, this is knowledge that we do not understand how they can clone somebody to look like some, you know, a person.
Yeah.
But where is the soul?
Now that's supposed to be missing.
There was a group out of Philadelphia called the Dessert Club, DZERK. They used to take groups of African-American kids to Africa. And of course, in order to qualify, they had to perform certain academic things, you know, go to museum, write essays. And they had the businesses used to pay for this. They used to send children a chaperone. Well, one black woman from the United States was a chaperone, and they went to Ghana. Then they would go to Egypt and someplace else, maybe. She was in Ghana, and they went to a village, and there was a lady in that village looked just like her, downright twins.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. Hair, texture, and everything, face, everything.
Doppelganger.
So, yeah.
They
so
say
you're absolutely right.
They say there is somebody that looks exactly like you somewhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody's lucky besides me. Are you kidding?
Might be more than one.
Yeah, they got a talk show, but it's a liberal.
Okay, Joe. You win. I'll shut up.
But we've seen pictures of people who have run into one another, and they look exactly alike, but they're not related. I mean, we've seen that.
Yeah.
Well, there's only so many combinations of our DNA that can possibly come up. So, I mean, it's not an infinite number. So they're always you're always going to get duplicates if it's down the line in your genealogy, or if it's somebody else somewhere else in the world.
Well, Daniel said that he read that clones do not sweat. Daniel, you still there? Daniel?
Yeah, I could take him into some neighborhood that they'll start sweating.
But he says they don't sweat. And they also
They need to look at the English. There's a lot of the English don't sweat.
They also don't last, but just maybe 2 years, 4 years, 5 years. These are clones, supposedly.
You know damn well Harris isn't cloned, then.
You don't know. That's just all she do. She laughing asleep.
I've seen where she is a man. They're saying she's a man.
What?
You know, I've seen that. I mean, I've just, it is actually a man.
There is Willie, what's his name? Willie out there in California. Was in politics. What's his name? Willie somebody.
Oh, Willie Brown.
Yeah, Willie Brown. Ask him. He would know, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He got her started in politics. And got her started in other things, too.
Well, a lot of them are bisexual anyway, so what difference would it make if it's a man or a woman? You know?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
That's one of the Illuminati things that, you know, this transgender and bisexual to be a part of the Illuminati. You know.
Well.
But I said before on the show, and I read this, that we're like 300 years behind what we should be, because they have withheld all this technology from us. The public, put it that way.
Yeah, we're a young country.
Well, you know, the United States has made some leaps and bounds.
Yeah, we have.
Short period of time. Look at aviation.
That's right.
Cinnamon
or somebody.
I was gonna say I think Kathy was talking about the world in general. The higher up, no higher technology, but does not want it released to the masses.
Right.
Well, I believe there's cancer. People have had cancer, got rid of it, but we don't know about it.
No. I believe there are cures for all of those diseases.
Maybe not all, but a hell of a lot, I believe. Because look how old these people get. Look at Rockefeller, over 100, 101. Look at Kissinger. He should have been dead in his 60s. I mean, these people don't die.
Is that Madeleine Albright still alive?
I don't know. He's still alive.
He's
she done died and made glue out of them a long time ago.
Yeah, she was doing something for the Hillary Clinton campaign back in 2015.
He wrote a book called The Mighty and the Almighty.
Right. Did she?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. She's the one that said Bin Laden died in a hospital, military hospital overseas. Years ago.
Well, yeah, another lady that was running for prime minister in India.
Mm-hmm. India.
They killed her.
But killing Bin Laden was nothing but a lie. All of it.
I believe it's a lie.
Right. They didn't show the body, and they buried him at sea. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they wrapped it up in some sheets. I don't know what was in that sheet.
Well, I think the Muslim culture is when you die, you have to be buried within 12 hours, I think.
But not at sea.
I read that at one time.
Yeah.
You know, listen, does it really matter? Who's doing that noise?
Me, sorry.
That's cinnamon.
Not me, because I'm laying in the bed.
Oh.
I don't have any dishes in here.
Sorry.
That's okay, hon.
I got pillows and covers and a dog in my bed.
I got the same thing except the dog.
Yeah, well, the dog's my sister's dog. I'm keeping her while she's in the rehab.
Jesus, the cat. You got to take care of your mom, now your sisters and stuff.
Yeah.
My grandson's got a cat he had since he was a kid. The cat jump up on the bed and walk up to him when he's sleeping, take his paw and smack him upside the face.
This dog is a lap dog. It's one of these lap dogs. You can't fart unless that dog is right there to see you. You know, I'm not used to little ones hanging around me all the time. And it's just very annoying. But I'm doing it for my sister, so.
I took care of my neighbor's dog years and years ago, and the dog was a nice dog, but the dog likes company, I like dogs company, but not all the time.
24 hours a day. This dog will not let me out of her sight, you know. I mean, seriously. I'm just not used to that.
Your sister must treat that dog like continuously petting her or continuously.
She's a lap dog. She's a lap dog. You know, I'm just not used to that. I mean, we have a cat. Cat goes off and sleeps 80% of this time. This dog, no. It's like she's nosy. She's afraid she's going to miss something.
A nosy dog.
Yeah, I'm afraid she's going to miss something. I don't know. She's sweet, though.
I was so glad to get rid of that dog, though. I only took care of it for about 2 days, and I said, God damn, I'm never accepting that challenge again.
Joe, the day I hear my sister is going home, I will be there before she is.
Here's your dog, sis.
Here's your dog. You owe me big time.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And dogs can be great, but... I in particular don't like kittens, I mean, or cats, because they're a little bit too independent. My aunt had a cat, and I really liked this cat, because this cat liked to play like a damn dog. And I liked that cat, because I would go over to visit my aunt, and I would sit in the chair, and as soon as I put my hand down on the side of the chair, here comes the cat, you know, scratching at my hand, biting at my hand, letting me know, Chase me.
Yeah. Well, we have that problem here. This little dog likes to chase Daniel's cat. And the cat likes to be chased. And she was barking a lot when we first got home. I told Daniel, I said, we can't get on the show until she settles down. Because she's barking at the dog a lot. Barking at the cat a lot. So...
I like dogs that don't. I got a new neighbor now. Luckily, I don't know how they've done it.
And I've never seen this species before. But it's a nice, large, golden brown dog. Can't see the face because the fur is all over the face.
Yeah.
It's not a Georgie, but it's a nice, large, but it never makes a sound. That's a good dog. Doesn't bark at all.
Wow.
And I had a neighbor that had a dog that parked its ass by the neighbor's door and never stopped barking. Oof.
Well, this little dog whines a lot, and that gets on my nerves.
Must miss, you know, your sister.
I haven't had babies in years and years and years. This is like having a baby again.
Yeah.
You know.
Constant attention and all the noise.
It's a little chewdle. It's part toy poodle and chihuahua, so you got to carry her around a lot.
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you got those little neurotic chihuahuas.
Well, I do see a light at the end of the tunnel, Donnie. Hopefully Patsy will get to go home December 8th. But I'm going to be a basket case between the dog and mama. I'm going to be ready for some therapy myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's going to take care of you, though, Kat?
Do what?
Who's going to take care of you? You've been taking care of your mom, your sister's dog. Who's going to be taking care of you?
Daniel.
If he does, he's not going to let anybody else around because he's not going to take on the weight that you've taken on.
No, I wouldn't want him to do that either.
No, that's a lot of...
I would not want him to do that.
You're still driving like 30 minutes going back and forth?
It's about 12 minutes out to our house and 12 minutes back. So it's not far. But I stay out there a lot now. I spend the night, you know, and I just come home this evening to give the dog a bath.
Oh, boy.
So I'll go back tomorrow. Mm. And I stay day and night. So.
Oh, I thought you were coming home, you know, at night.
No, it's too much. Leaving after we put her, listen, I put her to bed, Donnie, the other night, covered her up, and I tell her good night and have some dreams. And I started to turn and leave, and she hollered, Mama, and I turned around, went back to bed. I said, what do you want, Catherine? And she was trying to tell me something, and she couldn't get it out. Mm-hmm. So I said, Catherine, I didn't have time to do that today, but we'll do it tomorrow, and you can help me. And she just went off to sleep. So she's thinking about her mother a lot here lately.
Mm-hmm.
So called me Mama the other day, and I said, what do you need, Catherine? I need a drink of water.
Handy, right, Kat?
They say to just go along with it, you know.
Yeah.
She's 90.
Just go along with
She's 90, yeah, that's what I thought you said. Yeah.
And she is in her last stages of Alzheimer's. Now, I told them earlier on the show, you weren't on there yet, but she told me this evening that, you know, she wasn't going to get us out of jail if we had to go to jail.
She had enough
I mean, what is... What is jail doing on her mind? She
And aliens. How did she mix the two and then putting you in the mix?
Yeah. Why does she think I'm going to jail?
No telling.
I don't know, Donnie. It's just sometimes it's comical and sometimes it's not. It's like when we try to feed her, she'll clam that mouth shut. Just like a little child, and will not open it.
Yeah, oh my. My aunt, later stages in life, had married again. And after a couple of years, her husband developed Alzheimer's, and she had to take care of him. It was not pretty.
No, it's not. I mean, she thinks I'm the hired help around there, I think.
Yeah.
You know, she asked me who my mother was one day, and I said, you are. You're my mother.
Yeah.
You know.
But there are times you just can't get through to the person. Sometimes they're very cognizant. Sometimes they're just in their own world.
Right. That's right. Sometimes they're there.
Hard.
Sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah.
But I made a promise to her years ago for her not to worry. We would be there for her and help her get through this. And,
yeah, that's cool.
But she asked me how much they're paying me.
You should say, you're paying me. That would start a fight.
Yeah, how much are they paying you to do this? But you have to talk to them like they're normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You do. But then when they ask these weird things, you just have to go along with it, you know, and not stress them out.
Yeah.
Not upset them. Don't ask them any questions because they struggle to remember, you know, and they can't. So you just don't ask no questions.
Yeah.
And stuff, but it's all right. Mm-hmm. At least I still have part of her with me.
Yeah, know? Right. Yeah.
Mm. So,
it was
it's
like
a
I
really...
said, my aunt had a struggle with her husband before he died as a result of Alzheimer's, and it was not pretty. Mm.
You know, they still do not know the causes of Alzheimer's or dementia.
Mm.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes.
Did Jasper take a lot of medications in his lifetime?
No.
Because they're saying... You know, I know I had a niece that worked in the nursing home at one time as a nurse practitioner. She said half of these people should not even be here because they've been over-medicated in their lifetime. And it has just screwed up their bodies.
Probably true.
Yeah. There are doctors who do say that. The ones who go against the establishment, they say that most of the medicines that we take really don't work, and the side effects are worse than the disease that they're trying to cure.
Yeah. Now explain this one to me, Donnie. She took blood pressure pills and stuff for years.
Uh-huh.
Well, the last couple of months, you know, we haven't given it to her. And when the nurse comes to take her vitals, they're normal.
They're perfect.
No blood pressure problems. Hmm. No, you know. So how can that be?
I don't know.
Well, maybe the body adjusts.
Maybe she never needed it to start with.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Maybe she just came in one day and it was high, you know, and they put her on medication, didn't check it again.
Right. Right. That's why I'm saying a lot of people are taking meds that they don't really need.
And the doctors don't care because they get paid by Big Pharma for
they
the prescriptions that they're, that they're prescribing.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
It's a big business. You know what I think is the third largest cause of death in the United States? It's doctors. And when I say that, It was done by a study by the American Medical Association. And here's the worst part. The ones that died and the ones that got injured were done by preventable mistakes. In other words, it was as a result of either a lazy or a stupid doctor.
Yeah.
Now, that's the worst part. If you tell me that you're going in for heart surgery, and the science hasn't been developed yet in order to really, and it's a chance that that the person could die because of the science hasn't been developed yet, but it's such a dire situation that they need to do it, I can understand it. But if you're going to tell me they're going in for surgery and nothing is supposed to happen, but yet you're dying or you're going to suffer for some sort of injury for the rest of your life as a result of the doctor? No, that's not supposed to be tolerated.
No, No. But, you know, if we could get some truth, you know, about this COVID, you know, you just don't know what to believe anymore. They're saying, I've seen a video with a nurse, RN, she quit her job. She said the people in her hospital had COVID and they had symptoms, but they didn't know how to treat these symptoms.
Mm.
They're putting them on respirators
something
else, some pain medication or something. These people are dying.
Well, the respirators, I think, isn't it dying? Maybe, I don't know, did we talk about this on your show before? Either the ventilators, the respirators, something like 90% of them, once you're on it, you're dead?
Yeah, they're hard to get take off of a person. My sister was on for, what, a week and a half or something. I didn't think she'd ever get off that thing. She struggled like hell.
It was longer than that, Donnie.
Yeah, I think it was
every time they tried to take her off of it, but she also had the flu, you know. And every time they took her off of it, her breathing got real bad. So they put it back in her. So.
Yeah. And I was down there before this COVID deal. I mean, they started locking down things while we were there.
Yeah, they did.
Well, it's one thing to use the respirators or the ventilators when they're designed to take care of a certain type of respiratory disease. But when this so-called COVID came along, those people who were on COVID and then were assigned the ventilators, I think it was probably assigned that in order to kill them. Because once somebody died, the hospital got boo-coo money. Lots of money.
Yes, they did. What, $17,000, wasn't it?
I think it's a lot more than that. A
lot more than $17,000.
Yeah, a lot more.
In the later, I think they got, it depends on the hospital. At one time, it was at $35,000 if you were put on a ventilator.
Well, I'm seeing
if you did
videos.
Not, if you were put on it, that's all it took.
Yeah.
I'm seeing videos that says if you get sick, don't go to the hospital.
Right. Yeah.
Don't go.
Oh, there's a doctor just quit last week, female.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I'm done. They're killing people.
The nurses are doing that. That's why they're getting fired. Yeah.
People are getting the flu and they're calling it COVID.
Oh, that's now. Right. Good point. We don't have the flu anymore in the United States.
I haven't heard of a case yet.
Right. What used to be called the flu is now COVID. Now, I wonder why. Maybe a little bit of money might be the incentive.
That could be. Could be.
And they're saying these hospitals are full of patients that have been not vaccinated. And I don't know if that is true.
I heard
that. Because
a lot of them that have
the COVID virus that have to go to the hospital, you know, and have all these symptoms, and they don't know how to treat them, you know.
You know what also I heard, Kat? That
what?
The hospitals are full of people who have COVID, but most of them were vaccinated first.
Yes. But you see how they keep changing the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
First,
you
got to get the shot. If you get COVID, you'll die.
Yeah.
Okay, so people get the shot. They still get sick.
Right.
Well, you need a second shot, you know, and then a booster shot, you know. And I did also read where, you know, if you've had the COVID shots, do not take the flu shot. Don't get it.
Right.
You know, I had words with my sister-in-law the other day. She's a nurse practitioner, and she doesn't want the COVID shot, you know, because she's heard that she's done some research that 2 years down the road, you don't know what effects it's going to have on you then, you know, but she said it's been approved. I said, no, ma'am.
No.
No, the COVID shot has not been FDA approved. They approved it to be used as an emergency.
Experiment,
you know.
Not
right.
To be, yeah.
Yeah, I play on words.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, no, ma'am,
Donnie,
you need to go back. Go ahead.
Donnie, you get the video I sent you? But it's
no, in my
a
mail,
young
huh?
black teenager and her mama was in the, her mother was in the pharmacy. I guess they went and she got the teenager a shot. And 15 minutes later, they're sitting there on the bench. And look, the girl said, I'm having pains around my heart. And she started going in and out of consciousness.
Oh,
yeah.
And what about that they say that it makes her heart swell up? And her mama was fanning her. I knew, and she was sweating profusely. I knew I had a friend of mine said he started sweating profusely and like that. And the lady girlfriend that he was with rushed him to the hospital. He was having a heart attack.
Damn.
What about, there's a list out of about what they call football players, which are soccer, what we call soccer players over there in Europe and England. Something like 20 of them have died on the field.
Yes.
Of myocarditis.
Yes, that's it.
That's what? Because of the vaccine affecting the heart, the blood clots in the heart.
Right. Or causing fluid around the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Yep.
Looking for my
I tell
name.
You, if this stuff started happening, we need to hunt these people that's behind this and lynch them in the middle of the town square.
Well, what I don't understand is why so many of these people have gotten the shot. Some have died from it. Others haven't. So what is the difference? Why are some dying from the shot and others aren't?
I don't know. Well, the time span, of course, but what Alex Jones has had on, a scientist, I forget which one, it's either McCullough or Fleming, and he was talking about how when they developed the vaccines, the first two shots could be, but mostly will not be that dangerous, the first two.
Right.
But the third, the booster on, that's going to get you.
Yeah.
So you got to, you know, if you got the first two, you got symptoms as a result, you recovered, you're pretty much out of the woods. But if you take that booster, and then if the booster doesn't kill you, it's mandatory now that you're going to have to take more than just a third shot.
Yeah.
In Australia, you can't go into a restaurant, I believe, without the vaccine passport. And I think in Austria, same thing.
Australia is just...
That's off the hook. That particular country's got it clamped down, locked down.
Yes.
Whew. And they'll beat your head in.
Daniel said he saw a video that he watched that said that the military in Australia had been training to go door to door with a doctor to see if you've had the COVID shot, you know.
That's just crazy.
Military.
Well, they were talking about doing it here.
Well, let them come. I've got my daddy's little 45. Just let them come.
Yeah. That'll be nice if they do. And then in certain states, they're not going to put up with that.
Well, I'm private about my health. You know, a lot of my family members do not know about my health issues, and I don't broadcast it. But I would not open my door and someone start asking me about my health and what I've taken and what I have not. I would not give them that information.
Mm-hmm.
I would not. It's none of their business, you know.
Well, a lot of people would do the same thing, Katie, especially if they're knocking on the door and there's, you know, nobody with a firearm there. But what they're talking about is that if the people don't respond, then they're just like in Australia. Hey, they're going to have the cops come along with them. And that's
well,
here.
I told y'all one time on the show that I believe all these vials are numbered differently, and they know who is getting which vial, and if it's a saline. I did see there was those three shots. The first one is saline. The second one is the
mRNA.
Yeah. And then the third one is, you know, I forget what they said it was. But maybe why a lot of people are not dying, because they're getting that saline shot. You know,
that's
then
a possibility.
Others are getting the COVID shot.
I also heard that they weren't supposed to die right away, but the vaccine was too effective, and there's a lot more people dying than they expected at this particular time. Like, if you go to VAERS website, 10,000 people. Now, Daniel can probably attest better to it than I can. So like 10,000 people have reported deaths in their families.
Yeah. Well, my sister-in-law the other day, when she was talking about the vaccine, I said, it is not a vaccine. It does not have the qualifications of a vaccine. And that's why I always call it the shot.
Yeah.
I said, you need to go back and research a little bit. And she's one of these that, you know, throws out all these medical terms. I said, I don't care. You go back and research. It is not a vaccine. It is put out for emergency use, and it's not FDA approved as a vaccine.
Right.
She didn't like that.
Yeah.
You know.
They've had whistleblowers from both Pfizer and the CDC saying these so-called vaccines are not vaccines. They are killers. They will kill you.
Yes.
And they had one particular whistleblower saying that the data that was given to the FDA by Pfizer in particular, because I think this guy is a Pfizer whistleblower, and he says that the data was all falsified. They didn't do trials, but they said that they did. And then
on
Pfizer,
animals?
Huh?
On animals, and they died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she said, this shot, she called it a vaccine, has been around for a long time. And I believe it has.
Well, it's supposedly in the making. I mean, they supposedly was, this is the bioweapon that they were unleashing on us and planned years and years ago.
Yeah.
By Gates and Fauci.
But I told her the reason I did not take the shot when it first came out, I said, because they said it was experimental.
Mm.
Experimental. Now, if I'm at debt, you know, Trump passed that executive order, the right to try. People who are terminal, you know, and they've got these meds out there that if you're terminal and you're going to die, you can try some of these.
Because
you're going to die anyways.
Yep.
You know. So that was a good thing that he did.
I like that.
Yeah.
Before that, the doctors, they were shackled, and there were laws for the people in the hospital, the people who were dying, that they still had to go along with a certain protocol. But Trump said, try anything that you want to try without worrying about going to jail for doing it.
Yeah.
I kind of have mixed feelings about that now. And it's only because my mom's neighbors, longtime neighbors, her daughter had brain cancer. And she was going to die from it. And the doctor kept talking her into trying something new. And they would come up with like a new therapy or a new shot. Or we'll try this. I think she ended up doing 6 different trials.
Uh-huh.
And she had to get a patient advocate involved when she wanted to stop and she wanted to go on hospice.
Yeah.
And the patient advocate had to, you know, really get into these doctors' asses about her not wanting to do any more of the experimental stuff, that she was done. It was the end of her life, and, you know, she was done. She died 2 days later.
Yeah.
But they were just going to keep using her because she said, okay, yeah, I'm going to die. I might as well, you know, see if anything can help a little bit that may down the line help somebody else.
Right.
So I'm kind of.
Well, what you're talking about, from what I'm gathering, Sin, is that the doctors used her as opposed to her actually taking and making the choices for herself.
No, they'd ask her each time, but once she signed up for the second one, and she said okay, they started making her feel guilty about not going after that.
Yeah.
And then she was starting to really starting to suffer with the pain with what she was going through on top of what they were giving her.
Yeah. So they actually
because usually when you're sick, they give you like the one medication that causes some side effects. They give you another medication to alleviate the side effects and stuff. She was getting to the point where there was nothing they could do to alleviate the side effects.
Right.
And she was done. But they had, you know, they had somebody that before was willing to go through this stuff, and so they were still trying to make her feel guilty, and she was just too far along, and she was done. So she just called a patient advocate and made them.
You know, if I had a terminal illness and they give me 6 months to live, and my pain would get worse and worse and worse, what we have is called hospice. They come in, you don't eat, they give you very little fluid, they let you lay there, they give you pain medicine and Xanax for the stress, but you lay there and one by one your organs shut down and then you die.
Yeah.
That's our civilized way of helping a person to die. Yeah.
But they just, when they told her she was terminal, they were giving her about 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
And they did extend her time with some of the experimental drugs. So I think she was at like a year and a half at that point where she...
Yeah.
To get the pain too much, and she said, "I'm done," and they were still trying to make her feel guilty, and that's why she got somebody else in to tell them, "No, she is done.
She's had enough."
Hate to break this party up. Did anybody see Whittenhouse get interviewed by Tucker Carlson?
I heard about it, but didn't see it.
Man,
what
it
a
start!
And he's gonna sue everybody.
Go ahead, Bianchi.
He deserved a Grammy.
No, he was